following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mike Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Eric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? DealsNadie.com studios for the weekend. We got Full House. Trudy's here. Mark's here. Brandon and Joey for another Drew and Mike show, which is live on Facebook. Speaking of Facebook, we had 20,000 views.
Whoa.
For the Ooh. Monday
Why?
Show.
Why? What happened?
We were all going, we usually get, now we're doing really well on Facebook. LaDuff was on last week and he got 11,000 views. And I realized as much as I decry all the business of likes and teenage girls fighting to do whatever they have to do to get likes, we're playing the same game. Charlie was on Facebook Live last week, 11,000 views. Usually it's 5,500 or 4,500, 6,500, somewhere in there. 20,000 views out of the blue. We didn't boost it, nothing. And I assume, is that Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
I don't know
Those
what else to think.
Fans are crazy.
Woo, yeah.
Did anyone deep dive on that?
Nah. I mean, we opened with Game of Thrones and Avengers stuff.
Was the picture of Game of Thrones?
No, it was Larry King.
Oh, that's it. It was Larry.
Larry King?
Yeah, people love Larry.
Should we put Larry on the cover every day?
Just sneak him in.
It was definitely not Larry King.
How is Larry, by the way? Is
Larry.
Trudy, you sounded so worried.
I kind of am. No, I haven't heard anything.
They're claiming that he did not go into cardiac arrest. He just had a regular old heart attack.
Okay.
I don't know. That's
garden variety.
Story,
I don't want him to die. I don't either.
No.
Really don't.
No.
Silly as
I want
that
him to have
sound.
His CNN show back.
That would be great. That's appointment viewing.
Oh, my God. It was great.
I know. And what the hell? Why take that away from him and put him on? Where is he now?
The Russian channel, RT.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He is. He's on RT.
Yeah, I know he is.
Isn't he podcasting?
No, Larry.
I don't know. Is he?
I thought he had a podcast.
He's an entrepreneur.
Long Island, New York. Hello.
Facebook Live is brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And here it is. Cinco de Mayo. Celebrating Friday, Saturday, and of course on Cinco de Mayo Sunday at this wonderful Mexican restaurant. I feel like some fajitas right now. Mm. Or some quesadillas would be good.
Nice.
Oh, God, that sounds really good. 35-foot TV. You can watch the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Let me come up there and put my beef in your taco.
Don't go to the bathroom around 5:45 or you'll miss it.
The whole event.
150 tequilas and party, party, party all weekend long. Mesa, I know it rocked it the last couple of years on Cinco de Mayo. So if you want to partay, 10% off on your meal. Mention the Drew and Mike show.
So if there's Cinco de Mayo, shouldn't Siesta de Mayo be a day off?
Siesta de Mayo?
I'll take siete and ocho as well.
Yeah, there's some bilinguality here.
Yeah, I think we should get seis Mayo to seis off.
Isn't it French?
I don't know any French.
It is.
I hate to open with this, but I'm just so pissed about this jackass that Janelle from Teen Mom is married to, David Easton. He did shoot that French bulldog, shot it to death.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
No more dogs for you.
Absolutely. And they have another dog.
Oh, they do? Can they take it away from them?
Yes.
I think they could. Take the kid away, too, just because.
Yeah, I think they should take the kids. I would not want any kids around this guy. He's a kook. He beat up Janelle, and then she said, oh, it's crazy. Can we play the Janelle 911 call?
Say what you want about Janelle. But
so either she belongs in jail or he belongs in jail. She belongs in jail for making up a 911 call.
Yes.
Or he does for breaking her... Well, her collarbone wasn't broken.
Next time she picks, like, a guy to go out with, she should just pick the exact opposite of what she wants.
I think Costanza logic would be good for her.
Can you think of anybody who has a worse eye for men than Janelle?
That'd be a real challenge.
I don't think there's anybody. Kiefer? Well, Kiefer's probably the best guy she's ever dated.
A nice guy.
It's a cool name.
No, he's
even though he's in jail.
And my husband, he just assaulted me. And he pinned me down on the ground in the water. I'm sorry, in the yard. And I think I heard my collarbone crack. And I can't move my arm.
Are you okay? I don't think that part panned out.
He got violent because he was drinking.
Nice guy.
It sounds like fake crying for some reason.
Great guy.
It could be, but I do believe he assaulted her.
Oh, yeah. Have they done anything to him for shooting the dog?
No. Apparently, she may have filed a report today. It sounds like this was the... She didn't mind when he beat her up, but when he shot the dog...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's laudable of her to have that impulse, right?
No, I would say that might be the nicest thing... The most logical thing she's ever done, if she did. I'm sure she's afraid of this guy. He seems like a scary person. He really does. He likes to shoot guns on Instagram. And he likes to, you know, yesterday when this happened, he said, no one will stop me from protecting my kids. In other words, you know, if you nip one of his kids or trip him or bruise him or something, I guess he can just shoot you. Just take you out and back and shoot you because he's so protective of it. Yeah. It's his way of saying, I'm a better parent than you. I shot a dog that nipped my kid.
Jesus Christ, you're right.
I mean, aren't people bragging about their parenting when they make this grand statement? Nobody will hurt my child.
What if they take the kid to daycare and another kid like bites her? Well, is he going to shoot that other kid?
Yeah, he's the type that would go crazy. He's the type that when they call and say, your kid's acting up in school, he'll say, well, I talked to my kid and you did this.
And I'm going to shoot you.
I will back my kid every time.
He needs to be put down.
A loser.
He does need to
like
be put
down.
A
veterinarian.
You know, God, and every time I see a picture of the dog, it just breaks my heart.
Cute dog.
It's a cute dog.
I'm looking at Mags right now.
If you want
now.
Your face nipped.
Like if somebody did that. Yeah, I mean, can you imagine shooting a dog?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
A French bulldog. By the way, that's an expensive dog. Not that that's why you shouldn't have shot it, but just saying.
Well.
They're the new.
I'm sure that entered his mind, the equation.
They're the new pug, aren't they? Remember, pugs were such a phenomenon for a really long time.
Yeah, because of Men in Black.
Yes. Uh-huh. Because everybody had to. They saw a dog in the movies, and they're like, get to that dog.
I want that dog.
That's how, what are those Jack Russells? That's how they got to be huge, remember?
Oh, because of Frasier.
Yes, because of and Wishbone.
How stupid.
Wishbone.
If people aren't as angry as I am, I understand it's a dog, but... Did anyone deep dive on this and see the picture of the child?
Yeah.
Look at what this dog did to my kid's face. It's a little red mark.
Wasn't that bad?
Didn't break the skin.
Didn't break the skin.
No. And the kid, okay, first of all, if you don't want two-year-olds around certain dogs.
No.
Because they grab them, they ride them. This kid went up and got real close in the dog's face and then tried to kiss it. And the dog went, just gave a little nip.
Actually, you know why? Because it's a dog.
Precisely.
That's what dogs do.
And Janelle said it wasn't trained yet.
Yeah, that's what we're currently doing with Bill, because Madeline likes to grab his hair and twist, and he hasn't bit her yet. Otherwise, I would have cracked him upside the head with some brass knuckles or something. I won't shoot him.
Or shoot him.
We got to train him, you know, teach her to be gentle with the dog and teach the dog to be gentle with the baby.
Madeline is not even one. Is Madeline really going to learn?
She loves with the dog. Loves the dog.
There's a lot of
I'm sure this kid did too. Ensley, I'm sure, loved the dog. She was trying to kiss the dog. Yeah. But the dogs don't like you right up in their face sometimes. And little kids are out of control. And he claims that it's not the first time. Well, if it's not the first time, then what is that two-year-old doing with the dog by itself? Yeah. There's not an adult anywhere to be found.
If you're such a good parent.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, my first chow, Zeus was a baby when Nipper was full grown, and there was kind of no sort of training. So I just kept them apart from each other.
What a hit to the engine room that was.
A drop 30 years in the making. Aw.
No, he wasn't.
He laughed for the record.
Wait, so how old was the dog?
I think Pepper or Nipper was like 3 or 4 when I brought Zeus home.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you just don't want a dog that's used to its own space.
Who's that dude?
Particularly a chow, because not that he wasn't trustworthy, but, you know. So you have to keep them away.
That's so funny.
Keep babies away from dogs unless you really know.
That's why you need cats, because cats want no part
of
anybody, really, but especially kids, so they just leave. But it cracks me up because Annie thinks she's a cat. She meows and lays in the cabin, but chases her. And it's hilarious to watch this super old cat get chased by a one-year-old. It's really kind of funny. And she will grab her and pull her, and the cat doesn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people are discriminatory against cats because they think they attack
they're
kids.
A little bit aloof, but cats are...
If you bite you get rabies and you die.
Mm-hmm. If that's their worst crime. But no, I bet I think they need to keep the baby away from the dog.
Yes,
no,
it's obvious.
They're just assholes.
Do you think MTV should boot her from the show?
No way, man. She's appointment viewing.
I know.
The show is so much better with her.
I actually fast-forwarded through Teen Mom a couple weeks ago because I was... I don't really watch it like I used to, but the original guy that knocked Janelle up when she was 15, Andrew, who was 19, by the way... why was he never... is that okay?
No.
And he never contributed one thing to Jace's life. Not one penny, not one diaper, nothing. And if I remember, he was overqualified to where, I tried to get a job at McDonald's, and they won't hire me. I'm too qualified. I mean, he's a big BSer. He didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to provide for the kid. He didn't want the kid.
Employers usually hate prospective employees that are overqualified
exactly.
for a job.
I know. McDonald's would not want anyone that competent. Actually, he'd be a horrible employee at McDonald's. But he was trying to get back in Jace's life 9 years later. Yeah. Hey, I got my act together. You know, and he was telling his friend, too, like, how cool would that be, me hanging out with my son every day? I mean, oh, my God.
He graduated
off the old block.
He graduated from USC, which made me wonder, how much did his parents pay to get in? Exactly.
And by the way,
I never would have thought that guy could have gotten into USC.
Didn't it kind of sound like he just graduated?
Yeah.
He's like 31 or 32 years old somehow.
A couple credits here, a couple there.
Anyway, I actually fast-forwarded through a show because I wanted to see this dolt.
Yeah.
And I did. And he didn't show up for his meeting with Barbara. He was a no-show. He calls and says, yeah, my dad's got cancer. He's really sick. And well, she went to New York to meet you, you idiot.
When will Barbara learn?
I know. So, I mean,
that would be a better show if they like showed him actually getting pregnant.
I'm embarrassed to say I did that. But now I kind of feel like, okay, this guy made a big homophobic rant on Instagram. And they said, okay, he is off Teen Mom. He cannot be in any scenes whatsoever.
Really?
Then he assaulted her.
Because he's easy to get rid of.
Now he shot the dog. And I feel like, well, you know, she went to the police, so maybe she's doing something. Maybe she's getting rid of this guy. But I sort of feel like when you pay her for this stupid show, you're supporting him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like the lines have been crossed in so many... I know.
She
is fascinatingly horrible.
She's a lightning rod for trouble.
Who did Bristol Palin replace? Didn't she replace somebody?
Oh, my God. I don't know who she replaced.
But that did well for the ratings because people knew who Bristol Palin was, although she was a bore on that show.
She's a total bore. I got to tell you, I really thought Bristol Palin was hot. Well, she is hot.
Uh-huh.
She was on Dancing with the Stars. She's beautiful. Uh-huh. She's got it all. But, oh, my God, to spend time around her,
yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
People forget about
that's why
that
no one
does. When you're admiring these girls on Instagram.
I know. Who was the most recent one?
Not that all females are horrible to be around, but, I mean, that does count.
Lala Kent. exactly how we felt about her. She's beautiful.
She is.
She's incredibly attractive. Could not spend much time with her.
She just drive away from you in her Range Rover.
I know.
So.
They're back together, right?
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
They've set a wedding date. Here we thought that...
They'll never get to it. Hundy.
You're right,
Hundy.
You're right. No. I'm not going to take that bet. I'm not going to...
No, he's a complete load. I want to know, though, why did she delete him from Instagram? Was it because He owed $50 million and never told her, or because he's now going to be poor because he had to pay him back $1 million?
Maybe so idiots like us would talk about it. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, now, is this latest Instagram deletion a real thing, or am I just walking down a path that I'm going to regret terribly?
What do you mean? People deleting people from Instagram?
Megan.
Oh, yeah. That's
Meghan Markle.
The royals are just up in arms about it.
See, I can't believe the royals would allow this to happen.
They don't control our Instagram. Yeah, Meghan Markle and...
Is it chocolate, Trudy?
No, I'm good. I'm trying to stay away
from it. It's Denny chocolate.
We have it all.
It is Denny chocolate, which is especially good because you know Denny loves it. And Denny knows bad, good food.
I know. It's kinda, those are good.
It's kind of cute how he brings one every week or every show.
I know.
I really appreciate it.
You do?
Sure.
I usually eat
Trudy's,
them.
Trudy's,
so,
though.
No, it's not.
I don't think he brought it for you.
I'm enjoying his peanuts. He always has peanuts. Gee, I wonder why he's heavy.
They're delicious.
He has peanuts on him. He's holding peanuts at all times.
Well, you never know if you get hungry.
You holding Denny?
There's little bits that always fly out of his mouth, too.
Oh, gross.
And then Drew comes and picks him up with his fingers when he's cleaning the table. It's gross.
He's cleaning the table?
I've seen you pick up Denny's peanut.
Maybe he didn't know it was in his mouth.
I didn't know it was a piece. I don't know what it was. I don't spend a lot of time cleaning up the table, for the record.
Wow.
Not that I'm proud of that. I'm just saying. Hey, wait. Peanuts with chocolate. Hey.
Wow. That should be a candy. And maybe with a
Trudy, you're
candy
missing
coating.
Out.
We can call it M&M's.
Peanuts behind and a Hershey bar. So take that little quadrant of Hershey bar with your peanuts. Trudy, admit you're jealous right now.
I'm pretty.
I think you're going to do it.
Really good.
I think you're going to do it.
If there weren't a coffee in front of me, I'd dive, well, too late, in your mouth. Down the hatch. Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Is this how peanut M&Ms were invented?
Or Reese's peanut butter.
Maybe.
You got your peanut butter in my chocolate.
Oh, God.
Remember?
Yeah, from Family Guy.
That was awesome. Wow, that was good.
Drew's mind is blown.
Well, having the two things, I mean, having literally, like, these are not peanuts in a shell, but having, you know, five or six peanuts in one quadrant of the Hershey bar, it was almost better than having them mix it all together.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
I'm worried, though.
They should sell them separately right next to each other.
I don't want that to send you back
to
your...
Man, this chocolate bar is delicious. Oh, yeah, I love peanut butter.
I'm Officer Reese's. What happened here?
He got peanut butter on my chocolate. He got chocolate in my peanut butter.
Mmm. Mmm.
He kills them both. No, but I don't want you to go back down that addiction to peanut M&Ms that you had at 105.1.
Oh, boy, that was good. Oh, man, those were great.
You couldn't even start a show unless you had two bags.
I know. Well, the vending machines were right there.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
Pretty cool. Wasn't that good, Trudy?
Yeah. Yeah, good.
I mean, there's something to be said for having them separately, individually.
Sure.
And then combining them in your mouth.
Yeah, maybe you want a few more cashews.
That sounded really sexy.
It did.
Gross.
Maybe that's how Bit-Bits were invented.
I'd count on it.
Bit-Bits. Okay,
did you read the longer form article on the whole Miguel Cabrera Bit-Bits enterprise? I think Tony Paul really dug into it.
I will read it. I thought I read a pretty good segment about his buddies who are on the board or running it and paying themselves $319,000 a year.
Yeah. And
running out this unneeded office space.
So he also signed up Jose Altuve to be part of Miggy Foods.
Oh, and then he didn't pick him up.
Well,
he was supposed to take him to a meeting or something, and Altuve said, he never came by, because Miggy didn't go either.
Why didn't Miguel Cabrera have to pick up Jose Altuve for the press conference?
He just told him he was picking him up.
And then he just didn't?
Miggy wasn't there, was he? Didn't Miggy blow
off too? No, because he didn't go. So Altuve had no other means to get to this press conference.
Well, why should he go if Miguel isn't even going?
Because he's pushing his product. It's supposed to be Altuve cereal or something.
Yeah.
Who would buy Altuve cereal?
I would. He's on my fantasy baseball team.
Oh, okay.
Can you see if Altuve cereal is alive? Did Miggy's company blow up his product, too?
I think it blew up right after him missing the press conference.
What? You mean it went south?
Yes.
How much Altuve, too?
Like, oh, we don't have time for this.
How much shelf space are they really going to get?
Well, they're Miguel Cabrera and Jose Altuve, maybe a lot. I don't know.
I don't have time for this.
That was the other thing in the article was where you could buy BitBits. And it had some normal stores listed and then Forever 21.
What?
Which is, you know, a young woman's clothing store.
They've obviously have the finest people working on this.
I know. I can't believe we went belly up.
Okay, so what happened with Meghan Markle and Harry? Her baby's due, and William was asked about it.
Yeah, and he claimed
and
he didn't
like,
know.
Fuck if I know.
I mean,
I'm not close to her vag. How would I know?
Yeah. I would love it if they would talk that
I know,
way.
Wouldn't that be funny?
I haven't looked at her vag lately. What do you want me to do about it? So then, yeah.
Is he the guy who's supposed to look at her vag when the baby's born to make sure that it's royal?
William? Oh, yeah, good point. Right. Somebody
Gross.
Has to look at it.
Yeah, why don't they ask that guy when she's due? The Instagram account for Sussex Royal, that would be Markle and...
Oh! They've unfiled Kensington Royal! Oh. The account of their brother and sister-law.
However, it appears Kensington Royal is still following Sussex Royal.
Wow. Dun, dun, Needy. Dun.
So... They unfollowed William
and what's that?
Kate,
no one cares about anymore.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah, but their team. They share an Instagram account.
Really? Really? I mean, how stupid is that?
The whole thing's
how dumb. I mean, it's even dumber that we're talking about it, but it's really stupid.
That's true.
you know someone there's really bummed out about it.
I mean, this whole business, you know, and here I'm probably going to ask for likes at some point today, so... why even say anything?
It's all right to be shallow.
And also, I did unfollow Peter Frampton.
you got to follow him again because you want him.
I love Peter Frampton. You're right. I will follow him. Yeah. I think he's probably over the Parkland shooting.
Well, let's see.
But, you know, I was following. You know, when Ryan Ermani left Twitter, he said, I'm following all these people, sports writers I love, Peter King. And he listed a bunch of them. And he said, and all I get in my stream... Our Trump sucks, and, you know, the Democrats suck, and I totally get it. I don't want that. I know more about what's going on in the world of politics than I would ever care to know. It is the biggest pile of shit, and I don't want to hear every celebrity's opinion about it. No, I mean, I think I could tell you how they feel, pretty much everything that happens. I could predict it.
Frampton hasn't been posting political stuff, but he has been posting some pretty boring ass stuff.
Yeah.
Like stuff about recycling and that one show. What's that? The Jokers on TV.
Impractical Jokers.
Impractical Jokers.
Why Peter Frampton posting watches that?
Some, oh, geez.
Stuff with.
God, he's lonely. Really
I'm starting to get it. My opinion of him is falling.
Did he watch everything else that's on television?
Peter Frampton says, this was a wild surprise birthday video from Donny Osmond.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Peter. This one's for you.
What does he do this for every name?
Hang on.
Wait a sec.
Wait, do they?
Donny Osmond thinks he's Bruno Mars now.
Anyone named Peter?
Yeah, but the worst part, did Peter Frampton really think that Donny Osmond did it just for him?
It sounds like it.
Oh, no. Can someone tell him?
Yeah, but he has Peter in a neon sign. Does he just have that at his house? Peter?
No, he just did it for every name.
And then he was 69, too, so...
Don Felder wished Peter Frampton happy birthday as well.
What? Did he?
Yeah.
Weird.
Don Felder.
Hey,
what happened to Don Felder? I mean, he had the Eagles' blood. He wrote a book. The book was fun to read. I thought he was kind of a sap, honestly, by the time I was done with it, because the Eagles thing was one thing, but then he starts talking about breaking up with his wife, and I should have done this. Why are you telling me this?
I know. I met him. I thought he was sort of fragile.
Yeah, he seems very fragile. And honestly, since the book, I couldn't tell you anything he's done.
His guitar is on display at the Mo.
Ooh!
The Met, one of those, Momo or Matt.
Okay.
Momo.
Hey, something weird happened in attorney advertisers today.
What?
Remember I told you guys that Figer had a commercial where, you know, there
not
was a...
giving in.
There's a voice that says, the trucking companies don't care what happens to you and they'll try to deny your claim. That's why you should say... F them, and then they go to Figer them.
Yeah.
They took the F them part out.
Yeah. Oh.
They removed
F
them. Oh,
really?
I saw it again this morning, and they've revoiced it, so it doesn't have the F them part.
Whoa.
It's just Figurum.
Be sure to tell
Figurum.
Be sure to tell Eli about that.
Why?
Because he, well, it's a long story, but he'll be interested.
He'll know why.
Very interesting. Yeah, he might be able to find out the inside. Hey. Oh, breaking.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Happy birthday, Drew. This one's for you.
Can we turn the sounder down, please? Whose birthday?
Yours.
You. Come on, Drew. It's your birthday. Time to sing and shout. Come on. It's what you gotta do. Break it down. Add another candle.
Another year, it's true. He does it for like 600 different names. Sure looks good on you.
Aw, Drew. So this is their social media effort to get Donny Osmond out there?
How much does he charge? Does he charge?
I don't know.
How many? This has got to be to get people following him, right?
He completely ripped off Bruno Mars. He really did, didn't
he?
To his dress, everything.
Okay, well, how many followers does he have?
God, please.
Oh, I don't know.
Would it not be a lot?
Well, I'm just wondering if it's working. Because that's my suspicion is that he's sending this out to all kinds of people who are at Peter, whatever, or at Drew.
Happy birthday, Trudy.
What?
This one's for you.
Whoa, how do you know?
Trudy!
What?
Everybody hates this until it's their birthday.
Oh, my God.
Who?
Me. Oh, my God, it's spelled right. Whoa. Holy crap.
How many followers?
This isn't on his social media.
Can you check his tweet? Oh, it's not?
No.
He doesn't tweet it out?
No, that's a different website.
Whoa. Oh, I thought Frampton got a tweet.
He did.
He did. Somebody just bought one of these turds. So he has 188,000.
I think Matt Farley should sue him because it's kind of what Matt Farley does with his names.
True, but wow. Hey, I kind of like him better.
I know, it's funny when it's your name. there was a slight uptick in interest, I have to admit.
We used to argue on the school bus about the Jacksons versus the Osmonds, and the one contingent loved the Osmonds, and I liked the Jacksons at that point. So,
it wasn't even close for me. I always detected.
Happy birthday, Brandon! This one's for you.
Brandon,
a sweet baseline.
It's a good baseline.
Wow.
All right, Zatford and Holly is conducting a very unique VIP key for key event. During this event, you can exchange your current vehicle for a brand new 2019 Ford without spending a dime out of your pocket. And this would lead to the question of how do you know you're a VIP? If you want to be part of this, you're a VIP.
Oh.
Their goal is to match or lower your monthly payment. And Zatford's managers have been authorized, and this includes Gary, by the way. He's now part of the management team. they've been authorized to assist you in terminating the remainder of your loan or lease no matter what you owe. This event will feature a straight VIP key-for-key exchange. You give Zot Ford the keys to your current vehicle. They will give you the keys to a brand-new 2019 Ford. No hassles, no gimmicks, and no... This word should be changed to shamazigans. No shenanigans. Just go see Maz or Maz's personal sales manager, Gary, or any of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County. Tell them Drew Mike sent you.
Yeah.
Dr. Roche is all about moms.
Yeah, May is mom month. Mother's Day makeovers is what they want you to know about. And they want to point out that gift cards are a great gift idea because you can just let her decide what she wants to spend it on. There are the Mother's Day makeovers, special discounts on all surgical procedures for mothers. Mother's Day injectable specials, buy one syringe of Restylane, get the second one half off. Buy two areas of Botox Dysport, get the third area half off. And a Mother's Day Diva special, you don't want to pick that out for. Three Diva procedures, regular $4,500, just $3,850, plus the free G-spot.
Nice.
And perusing their site, I just fall down every single rabbit hole. Like, you can find things that you never even thought about fixing that you can. Like, getting a brow lift or an eyelid lift makes you look,
dude,
your face
your
look a lot younger.
Hot.
And less tired. Chin implants or cheek implants. Yeah. Knee lift, your knees.
Woo.
You know, need a knee lift. Do you like to wear shorts? You want your knees
it's
to look
funny
tight?
I know knees can be funky, but
yeah.
I would have never dreamed of that surgery, but I get it.
I asked him about that, and I said, do you do very many? He goes, oh, lots. Yeah, because people are very dissatisfied
with doing a lot of surgeries, I have to say.
And hand surgery. But you can go to the site at droche.com and check it out because there are a lot of things on there that you probably never thought that could be fixed and can be.
248-338-1110.
Dr. Roche.
And no woman ever measured up to the love of my life, my mommy.
Yeah. Many of us are secure with our finances right now. I'm not sure who that includes, but might not be as prepared as we need to be when planning for our future financial obligations. It's true. A lot of people go, I'm covering the mortgage. We're going to own a house someday. I can pay the bills. We don't have much left over at the end of the month, but so what? Well, you know, I can say so what forever. Take it from me. I just turned 59 and a half. I'm eligible for my 401k.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, nice.
My half birthday. That freaked me out.
Happy birthday, Drew.
It seemed like a half year.
Happy birthday, Drew. Happy birthday, Drew.
That's
happy
mean.
That half birthday to 59 and a half went really fast. It's like, I'm already 59 and a half? What the fuck? I just turned 59.
I know.
What's going on? I feel like I'm adding space to the difference in my age with younger people. It's like I'm getting older faster somehow. The calendar's screwed up.
It's nice that the government celebrates half birthdays like Mazzaway.
Do they really?
59 and a half.
Oh, yeah, true. Life insurance, college savings, tax-deferred investments. Luke Nowacki can help answer all your questions, help plan your future finances. You don't want to hear the juice reminding you he's letting you drive his car or that he pays for everything around here. Hoo-hoo-ha-ha! Call Luke at 248-663-4748. Set up a plan today to avoid your retirement future collapsing. Security Investment Advisory Services of the Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SAPC, Royal Alliance Associates, Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and our marketing names, products, or services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance
Happy Associates. Birthday, Luke. This one's for you.
Luke!
Ew.
It's your birthday.
Okay.
What happened to Marie?
Gary Graff's coming up in half an hour. And is there something else we should talk to him about? I'm sure there is.
Well, what's happening with Woodstock? What the hell is going on
there? Oh, yeah, Woodstock. And also, we were going to...
Uncle Russ.
Is he going to add anything to Uncle Russ?
Yeah, maybe you could define.
I had second thoughts about
tell
that.
Tell us who the
because
people.
Because he was unavailable when we needed him. I kind of felt like, we sort of covered that. Do you really need him when Uncle Ross?
Well, yes and no, because he volunteered to be on the show, but then Michael Imperioli and Paul.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Elbowed him out. So.
Maybe he can tell us who's at that radio meeting that yes. You didn't get invited yeah. to.
Happy birthday, Gary.
No, I
this one's for you.
Ew. No, no more.
Starting to get ominous.
Okay, no more names in the show are allowed.
Cole Thorpe responded to my tweet, though.
He did?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to here.
And you're referring to yesterday, because Russ Gibb died, the Paul is Dead rumor creator, and also the great promoter of the Grandy Ballroom and the Goose Lake Festival, 87 years old. And so I couldn't understand the story. Jason Colthorpe went to this lunch meeting of Detroit radio legends, word legends used loosely, and wasn't necessary.
No, true.
Scratch that. He interviewed a couple people there, and there was no graphic to tell you who they were. Now, not all radio people are that known for how they look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like, who is that?
We had Dick Purton down. That was
easy.
Yeah,
everybody knows Dick Purton.
Because he has an image of himself and a caricature as
well. Dick was also number one for a long, long time.
Yes.
And he did a really interesting show that was, people dug his show. People liked what he did.
Professor.
He was a very charitable guy. Good guy.
Professor Dumbledore was among them, right? Dick Purton, or not Dick Purton. The other
Dick. Kernan was there,
Dick Kernan. I called him that one time. He loved it. So,
Cawthorpe responded. He said, what am I, the recording secretary? No, but then he said, Kevin O'Neill is in there. JoJo Shuddy McGregor, that must have been, that was the girl, yeah.
She's married to Byron McGregor.
Was, yeah. And then Art and Michael.
Art Volo?
But I don't see him. I know what
Art Volo
looks
like. Does everyone know those people on site? I worked in radio, and I didn't know those. You know, whatever. If he's happy with no graphics, I am. Not really, though.
I'm going to see if it re-aired at 11. And
did anybody else
graphics?
Ask?
Maybe they would have.
Were there any comments that anybody else wanted to know who they were?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, that's sad.
I wanted to pass along this because I thought it was so funny. Trudy noticed that Bill Barr, the Attorney General, looks like...
Elton John.
He does.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
He really did. He looks like a fatter Elton John, like Elton John on a fat day.
Yeah.
And by the way, today the dumbest thing happened. He refused to be questioned for the second day about the Mueller report.
Wow.
So
by the House, he took questions from Senate yesterday, House today, and the reason he didn't, which say what you want, I almost don't blame him. He didn't want to be questioned by assistants or staff of other House members. He wanted to be questioned by the actual representatives.
I mean, honestly, I didn't even care. It's like, whatever. But
what you're going to see?
This guy shows up with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, as in, he's a chicken. And so he's handing out chicken to people, and he looks at this one lady and says, hey, want a drumstick?
Oops.
And she was black, and she made this face like, oh, my God. So it wasn't that he asked her first. I mean, it just became this thing of, oh, my God, he offered chicken to a black person.
I'm not a racist.
Now, he didn't bring the chicken for her. The chicken was to make fun of Bill Barr, which was not funny. It was stupid.
Yeah.
But I think there was a little mini hubbub over the fact that he offered a drumstick to a black person. And it reminded me of the guy, the new firefighter. You're supposed to bring something to eat the first day, and he brought watermelon from his own garden.
Yeah.
And he was fired because I guess half the people at the fire station were black. So I guess you cannot offer certain foods to black people.
No, apparently not. I guess not.
Wow.
There was another.
They see the division in our foods. It's because I eat chicken and watermelon. They think that that's something wrong with me. Let me tell you something. If you don't like chicken or watermelon, something is wrong with you, motherfucker. There's something wrong with you.
I think
where are
so
all
too.
These people that don't like chicken and watermelon? I'm sick of hearing about how bad it is. It's great. I'm waiting for chicken to approach me to do a commercial, nigga. I'll do it for free, chicken. It's the least I can do.
Mm, that sounds good right now, too.
They make fun of Latin people for eating, what y'all eat? Beans, rice, corn. Listen, that's not a reason to hate a motherfucker, all right? It's funny, but it's not a reason to hate. The only reason these things are even an issue is because nobody knows what white people eat. You've been very good at keeping that shit a secret amongst yourselves. I study white people. You don't know that. I'm writing a paper on you. Not even for school, nigga, just to do it, just to get just doing this independent research and spending my money. That's why I'm working so hard. I follow you around grocery stores. They freak out. I just try to peek in the cart. They always see me. Get away from my cart, nigga. What are you looking at? Chicken and giblets are over there. You must be lost. These are vegetables.
Dave Chappelle, I think, may have the highest batting average in terms of making me laugh per joke.
Oh, yeah.
God, he's so
blows
good.
Up a lot of stupid stuff too.
He really does.
Thank God.
So there's this promposal. This kid, it's stupid. It's racist. He says, "If I was black, I'd be picking cotton, but because I'm white, I'm picking you for prom."
Oh, come on.
Which we've seen people get in trouble for that very promposal before.
Really,
yeah.
I've never seen it before.
Oh, I've
but
seen it before.
He's 16 anyway. This thing was just viral, and I'm thinking. And he's not allowed to go to prom. And I was thinking, it was also on the news. And I thought, when you're 16, don't you just do stupid things sometimes? Does he really need to be flogged by the entire... Oh, of course, I'm flogging him myself. But...
The stupid thing is promposals themselves.
No, amen.
These things popped up, thankfully, after I was in high school. So sometime, 2010?
Proms used to be just, you got a dress and you bought tickets. Anyway, how did proms get to be this like $1,500, $2,000 thing? Because you got to get a limo, you got to get a dress, you got to get all these things. And
how did
it get to that? Why? I mean, who blows this stuff up?
Parents.
Isn't it a...
I'm inclined to defend when I was 16, it was just like no big deal. But they just blow it up into this giant thing.
Well, it's kind of the fault of social media, isn't it? Because you have to one-up someone and look cooler doing it. And so that's why it just gets bigger and bigger.
Okay.
People have to put it. Of course, the promposal has to be featured online so everyone can see it.
I just get likes.
I guess as far as the cost, though, I feel bad for people who aren't making a shit ton of money and they're daughter wants to go to prom or their son, and you
got to rent a limo.
I mean, it's expensive.
Ask a celebrity out. That's the other way to go.
I know those. Are, that is so dumb and so done. But anyway, I just thought, should this kid be a national pariah over a dumb promposal?
I think, no, he shouldn't be a pariah, but he should know better than to say stupid shit.
No, I agree, but he's 16, and 16-year-olds are dumb.
Yeah.
Now, as far as him getting suspended from the prom, yeah, okay, it was stupid, but why does someone have to post it, and it goes viral, and everybody, oh my God, look at this idiot racist 16-year-old!
Do we know, like, do they give out his name or anything?
You know, I'm not sure. I just saw the picture of him holding the sign.
Yeah.
Just weird.
And then I saw two or three more times where it just showed the sign. So maybe somebody felt that we'll just show the sign. But he knows it's his sign.
Sure, and so do his classmates.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. You know, from that standpoint,
just addicted to the outrage.
It just seems like a bit heavy a punishment for a 16-year-old.
You know, it's funny.
I guess people are just getting used to this. I mean, people nude videos get out, revenge porns. Like, I'm nude. Everybody saw me. Whatever. You know, I guess it's no big deal now.
No.
So it doesn't look like they ever named this kid, or at least they're not. But inside the story I'm looking at here, it has a tweet from last year from NBC News that names a senior at a school who did the same thing.
He's probably 18.
So that kid, yeah, you're probably right. But that kid gets named in shame, but not the new one.
I thought I saw a picture of the kid.
The only
holding the sign.
I'm looking. This one, here, his face is blurred.
Oh, his face is blurred. Okay. But yeah, but they all know who he is.
Sure.
I don't know. It just... I don't know.
Maybe it's not stupidity.
I'm just all going to the moon, whatever.
Maybe it's not stupidity. Maybe it's on purpose because he knows this will happen.
Did she say yes?
And he wants to.
I know. I was wondering the same thing.
Oh, there's a
she
new
She probably
one.
Ignored it. And so she should be shamed, too, for not calling him a racist and refusing to go with him.
Breaking news with Mort Krim.
You don't even have the most recent racist promposal.
Oh.
There's a new one in East L.A. A student had this big sign. I can't believe this. Do you want to be like an N-word and hang with me at prom?
What? Oh.
And look at that sign. Are you serious?
A tree, yeah.
What a moron.
Again, though, 16-year-old. 16-year-olds are dumb.
How do they not know better than
it's
that?
It's like 18-year-olds with assault weapons. You know that's going to go south for a few people, because they're stupid.
But don't the vast majority of 16-year-olds know that that's probably not a good idea?
All 16-year-olds should know this.
They should. They should. But come on, are we suggesting that 16-year-olds aren't dumb?
No, they are dumb.
Why are their car insurance rates so high? Because they always get in more accidents. Because they're dumb.
Oh, they're reckless. They are dumb.
It's not their fault.
They're not that dumb. Most of them are not that dumb.
Come on, adults do dumb shit like that. They do.
I don't know.
Look at the lady who, you know, wants to call the cops on somebody that look at George Zimmerman.
I think that's a small I think these are all small isolated examples. I don't think 16-year-olds are that dumb to know that that's not right.
I'm not sure.
16-year-olds will do a lot of dumb things.
Yeah.
They don't think like an adult.
Or they think it's going to create.
Oh, you think you could do it on purpose?
For the clicks, yeah. For the lols. For sure. Absolutely.
Getting kicked out of your prom?
Whatever. He didn't even
want
to go.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel dumb. I feel dumb talking about it. You really do. No, I just think it seems to me that anytime you're under 18 and you do something stupid, I don't think it should be national news. Because, first of all, okay, is that really an important story?
No.
You don't need to know this?
God, no.
They don't name that kid either. So maybe they're getting more responsible.
The hanging from the tree kid.
Mm.
But they know who he is.
Stupid.
I mean, it's just, it's all about clicks. What's the point?
Yeah. You know what was weird this morning was all the lectures people were getting about don't wander around in floodwater.
Well, that's what I mean. People are dumb. Some people are just dumb. And when you're 16, you're really dumb.
That's right.
But yeah, this flood. Oh, by the way,
they had to lecture about. They had called the doctor in from Channel 7 to comment. Oh, it was Dr. Nancy. Is that
Snyderman?
No,
to talk about walking through floodwater.
Nandy. Yeah, to talk about walk through floodwater,
really?
You could get feces in a wound. So don't do it.
Basement flooded at a rental. Nice.
Oh, it did.
Ooh, yeah.
What city?
Birmingham.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sorry. Ours is so going to, I'm just afraid we're going to flood. It's supposed to be bad
I
tonight,
didn't
right?
I think it rained that
Nobody
much.
Nobody likes your house anyway.
And last night, of course, I heard again, 39, Southfield Freeway was totally flooded. And they were explaining how this creek overran and they need to do this to the creek.
Do it.
To fix it. And they, I guarantee you they won't do it. Because they never do any. I mean, flooded basements, it's like, the funny thing is, having been through rental properties, no one discloses that their basement floods.
No.
No one says, yeah, our basement floods.
Prove it.
And then you buy the house and, oh, well, the basement flooded. Like, what the hell?
Those people in Dearborn Heights, they're like, oh, this happens like every time it rains.
It happens.
I have to throw everything away.
Detroit, it happens over and over and over and over. Why even have a basement? If it's going to flood once a year, what's the point?
No, there's no
but
point.
Is there any pressure on anyone to solve this problem?
No.
Because I've lived here 28 years, and I've never heard anyone say, you know what? This flooded basement thing is bullshit. It really, I mean, that's something that really, 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 really affects people, like bad roads.
Act of God. Isn't that what they always say?
Oh, yeah, no, they always say that. And this past week, yesterday I was saying, I didn't think it rained that hard, and you guys disagreed with me.
It was
me.
A record.
You thought it rained really hard. It rained really hard.
Mother
the
Nature.
Night before last, it rained really hard here.
Care to guess what the depth is right now on Southfield Freeway and Outer Drive, the water depth?
Let me
a
guess.
Foot.
20 feet.
6 feet.
6 feet.
What?
According to MDOT, the water on the freeway is still about
six feet.
6 feet.
How could it have not drained away?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. Because
the creek is overflowing. Oh. It's just pouring
Sewers
into
are
it.
At capacity.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so can we expand capacity? Wouldn't it be nice if we had enough capacity that it didn't flood?
No.
Yeah.
Except in some extreme situation. I mean, I know people who have bailed out their basements 5 times.
Yeah.
How many times have you had it, Mark?
I've had two floods in my basement.
Wouldn't you think it'd be a concern? I mean, a lot of your neighbors have two. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah, Berkeley's
the people
bad.
Of the powers that be in the area, Oakland County. Yeah. It just seems like it. Cleaning up a flooded basement is a real drag.
I'm not paying more in taxes.
Well, they have they even have people.
I think we pay enough taxes to
find it from somewhere
to not.
Now we're busy stripping Coolidge and putting new lanes down.
Oh yeah, that's
as a trial.
Wow.
Ugh. Things are stirring up in Berkeley, man. They're tearing down the ice arena. I don't even recognize the city anymore.
Who cares?
So, anyway, I'm watching the Billboard Awards last night.
Oh, my gosh.
So bad.
I'm not joking when I say you would have to strain. You would have to watch probably 30 or 40 minutes of the Billboard Awards to find an instrument on stage. Mm-hmm. I mean an instrument. It is the Dancing Awards. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think they could have no music, and the crowd would be just as happy. Because if the dancing's great, if there's 50 people dancing on stage, everyone loves it. Taylor Swift played that horrible song.
Oh, that song is so bad. There's
it
Taylor
is
Swift.
The Me song? Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, it's at the beginning of my tape. Bring it up. It's the worst song.
Wait, there's an instrument. There's a drum line, Drew, and they're all wearing pink.
The song reminds me of Hollaback. Hollaback Boys.
Yeah, right? Hollaback Girl.
Hollaback Girl. Hollaback Boy.
Hey, guy, nice shot.
Song's called Me.
What's it about?
Her.
Oh.
I'm the only one of me. What's this, up with people?
Oh, it's supposed to be, I saw this. She was interviewed by Robin, who fell in love with her.
Oh, yeah, at the NFL draft.
It's about individuality. So.
Oh, how cute.
Who you, that's all you care
Well, then why isn't
about?
It you, not me? By the way, did anyone see an instrument on the stage?
Not other than that drum line, no.
I saw the Jonas Brothers. They played with their sweet guitars. But I don't think any of them were plugged in. Like, they didn't even, not even, like, wireless. They were just kind of fake.
Does anyone see?
There's Kelly Clarkson. There's a guitar with
Kelly
her.
Clarkson's great. By the way, I like her. She's got a great voice.
Okay.
I don't buy her music.
Kelly
I find her personality. She seems like a cool chick, though.
She's very likable.
Of course, the first thing I thought was, well, it looks like she's lost a few pounds, which I feel bad thinking that, but I couldn't help it.
Well, she's glad you're thinking that.
She is.
It's a big deal.
And that
she's
reminds
all yours.
Me, Chrissy Metz made an appearance.
Oh, she makes an appearance everywhere.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
She's so... I want to say she's added a Mandy Moore since we started calling her Mandy Moore. She's so big.
Oh, there's a piano. Who's this?
Okay, but I mean, you have to search for an instrument.
Oh, that's, yeah, I like her.
She sang with the K-pop guys.
Oh, gross.
I'm not kidding. And they don't need their song either. They could have no music and just dance, and people would be just as happy.
Look how artistic she is, though. She's on the floor singing.
Huh? She's not painting this time.
No, she's hot. She had pants on?
No, like her ass is hanging out the entire performance.
She had a good voice, too. Look, there's strings, Drew. Ooh. Stop whining.
Wow.
That's so anyway, the
song should be called Whining.
The Dancing Awards, Cardi B won a couple big ones.
Rock and roll!
They played some of the song. It was like, whatever. Anyway, she got up. I don't know. I guess people find her adorable.
Really?
So you can find her on stage.
They find her funny. Yeah, she's got a sense of humor.
Did I just see Imagine Dragons win Best Rockers?
Yes.
Rock on.
Cardi B, the first time she won an award, she was okay. The second time, it was a little insufferable, I thought. I wasn't even sure what she was trying to say.
Well, she probably doesn't even know.
But the song she won for, I actually brought it up on my phone. I Like It, I think it's called.
Oh, that's a good thing. You don't like that song? It's
no,
I
don't.
What? Ooh, baby, I like it like that.
That's me again.
Damn. Oh, Trudy. Wait, there's a whole band, Drew. I don't know who this is, but it's a whole band. Oh, it's a country act, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Shut up. Weakness. Be more cliche.
In the meantime, did you see Cardi B's latest social media rant?
Yeah, she's saying, you all want to see my pussy.
Yeah, motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from.
Oh.
This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass? That shit gets fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the dick comfort. You know what I'm saying?
What?
This is the part that, like, when you go like this in and out, that's what this nigga feel. That's my ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look at my pussy so bad, y'all should have went see me when I was a motherfucking stripper and I was promoting myself. Like, come see me. Now, too bad.
Huh. Mm.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
Really?
That's cool.
That's the biggest star in the music world right now.
Yeah.
That's classy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's the Joe Bros. They're on tour now. They're going on tour. What?
Are they playing Little Caesars Arena?
Probably. Whoa, and they have fire on the stage. Cool.
And Kevin's back.
Well, they cut him off the first half of the performance. They completely cut him out.
He's a dolt. He's an absolute dolt. This is not a rockin' band. I'm sorry. Stop pretending to be rockin'. Look at Kevin. Oh, look at this girl. Oh, my God. They look like they're having an orgasm.
Stop dancing. There was Gronk.
It was Gronk, yeah. Who's that?
Jonas Brothers.
Oh, God.
Look at the crowd. I mean, I honestly, I feel like, what? I don't know what it is. I guess I'm just old. If I was 20, would I like the Jonas Brothers? I hope not.
Girl, there's Matt.
A guy. Why would you like the Jonas Brothers?
I don't know. Keep
Dude.
Going.
Whoa.
No, look at how gigantic she is. And I'm sure everyone just went, yeah!
All right. Woo-hoo! This is...
This is exciting.
This is exciting. This is the second year in a row that we presented together at the show.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, and,
she's gained weight, hasn't she?
Music.
Right.
And because they treat us so amazingly well, like all those flowers I got in my dressing room.
I think she's not far from being stranded on a bed.
I must have missed mine.
Am I wrong?
I didn't get any. No.
You didn't get a gift basket?
That's because you probably just it. Sent it to my house, though, I would imagine.
So what about the white limo?
I'm sure they'll reimburse me for my Uber.
You're hungry?
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll just have my driver drive you because I have him all week.
Why
so.
Are you breathing so hard?
And now here are the nominees for top duo.
Wow. That was clever.
That was really funny.
Wow. No one stopped cheering.
Madonna spent $5 million on her performance. She has holograms.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so she, $5 million of her money. The funny thing is, Paula Abdul had a hologram too, and I don't think she paid a penny.
She charged it to Madonna.
Maybe. Hey,
she was
we were watching it last night, Trudy, and I said to Drew, I go, doesn't this look like Madonna went, what are the kids into now? And someone went, I don't know, holograms? And they just put it together because they were not in
and
sync.
Latino music?
Yeah, exactly. They were not in sync. It was so embarrassing. I felt embarrassed.
I got to tell you, I thought Paula Abdul blew Madonna off the stage.
Oh, my God.
Paula
those are fighting
Abdul,
words.
56 years old. She got up there, and I thought, and who am I to judge dancing? Because that's all it was, dancing, dancing, dancing. But I thought Paula Abdul was far more entertaining than a Madonna performance, which she spent $5 million on.
Plus, she had that sweet, you see, when she threw her hat, Paula Abdul, and it hit,
yeah, it hit Julia
Huff right in the neck.
Oh,
like,
did it kill her?
Like Odd Job and James Bond.
It was
yeah.
very Odd Job-esque.
It was Drew's favorite.
Ariana Grande. Please go past.
What?
I can't stand her.
Oh, here's
man, I can't even be on the plane.
Madonna.
Why does Madonna have an
bad.
Eye patch, by the way?
Lost her eye. Shouldn't that be handicap appropriation?
Oh, you're right.
You can't wear an eye patch if you don't need it. There's one hologram. Neat.
This guy does half the singing. And why does Madonna have holograms of herself, by the way?
Because nobody can dance with Madonna as good as Madonna could.
The holograms are barely dancing.
I wanted to walk through one.
It's kind of cool how this...
Oh, there's a real Madonna! Oh, my God!
It's kind of cool how this sexy young Latin guy is really into grandma.
Only if there's legs.
I know. What, she has to be with a 20-year-old just to show that she's still hot?
Yeah.
He takes her stocking off at the end.
Ugh.
This song sucks.
Yeah, she's lip-syncing, too, because the microphone's not close to her mouth half the time.
All right, watch how out of sync these holograms get. They're dance together.
She has an auto-tuning mic.
Hey, this dude's back.
I hope she.
There's like 500 dancers on the stage. If you're not dancing, you're not getting on this show. End of story.
Oh my God.
I don't speak Spanish.
Care about Spanish, fella.
It just really isn't about music anymore. It's really, I'd say, 70% dancing and 30% music.
Yeah, I agree.
You ain't dancing, see ya.
Yeah, and the worst part, it's not even a live performance. When you're lip-syncing like that, what's the fucking point?
I know. Trudy, remember when lip-syncing was, like, if you got caught lip-syncing,
scandal.
That was like, bye.
Yeah.
Why is lip-syncing okay now?
It's...
Because you're dancing.
In other words, you paid for a ticket to see someone dance.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like their music,
well,
but
you're
paying to see them dance because they're not really singing. I don't get it.
They just want to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Then
call it a dance-a-thon or don't call it a concert because the person isn't singing. It's a dancing event.
Didn't they suck all those people in anyway? Like people like Gronk and stuff like that. They gave him tickets to this so that they'd be seen there.
Yeah, well, Gronk.
So no one
scented.
Really went there.
Oh, here's
my girl.
Oh, nice rack.
The same way I celebrated all my number ones. On
they look
Hot
like
100.
Bad implants to me.
I really want to thank my fans for this
all her
award
number ones.
Because this award is for like the fans. You know, because of your fans. Wait a minute, let me finish my speech, God damn it. I know you love me.
Why is that funny?
She reminds me of the nanny.
If you got
Fran
a favorite
Drescher.
Artist, yes. support them, stream their music, listen to their music, tell a friend to tell a friend about their music, to get them on the chart, an upcoming artist, an artist that's already out there, support their music, be the biggest fan that you could be. I want to thank
what
Body Gang.
What the hell are you talking
gang.
About?
Gang, gang.
Shut it.
Pretty good underboob.
Shut it.
They put those same implants in her chest as they put in her butt.
God, that's, like, those are big.
I'm really enjoying watching the award show this way. I feel like I can see it all.
Her second speech is even better.
Oh, great.
Mariah Carey got the...
Ooh, let's see how big she is.
She got the... Play a little Mariah Carey.
Is she really singing?
She actually sang.
Did
I
she
think,
walk?
I don't know, Brandon, tell me if she's singing.
Did she sing Emotion?
She did.
Oh,
I don't know,
because
she's been caught in the past and people have given her a really
check it
hard
out.
Time.
Well, I thought she was singing.
Yeah, she's singing.
She looks like she thinks she took about 500 diet pills a day for the last month.
Yeah, she kind of looks all right.
She looks all right. You can tell she's...
Oh, there's her brats. Her brat is 8 years old. 8-year-old twins. By the way, did she buy those brats from Debbie Rowe? Where did they come from? She didn't birth twins, did she?
She did. Her and Nick Cannon.
She must have bought them from Debbie Rowe.
Debbie Rowe farming children.
Gross.
Look, the one brat on the left is wearing sunglasses. He's 8.
Oh, you Mets.
Chrissy Metz is recording it on her phone.
She's recording herself singing it on the phone.
Nice.
You realize that, right?
I did not realize that.
No, props for actually singing. You can tell because she's not running around or dancing. She's...
Ooh, is this going to be a really high-pitched note?
Yes, there were some very high-pitched notes.
That's how you can know. She didn't hit that note.
Taylor Swift was trying to steal the spotlight during this, by the way, doing her own little dance in the crowd.
She's the worst.
I think it was this.
Those dudes dancing.
I know, it's like 19 guys in tuxedos dancing.
There's Taylor.
Look at her stupid brat with the sunglasses. Oh, my God.
Communicates with dolphins.
That kid look like Debbie Rowe at all?
Maybe a little.
Wow.
Anyway, she goes on.
Okay.
She goes on to give this speech about how she's been knocked down and she gets up. She's had ups and downs. And what is with her and who is it? Who won the... Oscar, was it? Oh, Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Hey, you have one person in the room believes in. I mean, like, they've just been, they just had the hardest trek. Both of them have been superstars from day one.
Oh, if it wasn't for Mottola.
Yeah, she let Tommy Mottola huff and puff on top of her to get her career jump started.
No, she's actually at the bottom of the list of the people I'm angry at. She sang.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm really not. I don't have very strong feelings about her. She has some songs I think are okay.
And she actually looks better than she has in the past.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about what a tough road she's had.
I know. I get so bored with that. Why does everyone feel they have to say, oh, I was bullied in high school too. I was ugly. It's like, wait, you're the hottest chick in the world and you were ugly when you were 15?
Everyone was. Why are you guys bullying me?
Who's that? Is that Clarkson?
Yeah, I think she sang a couple times.
She did.
Is that her?
Oh, what are those kids doing?
Oh, they're children singing. That's so... I love children.
That's all I need to see of that.
Children are involved.
Can you just record yourself while you're watching this? It would be a pretty good monologue. Oh, is this Paula Abdul coming up?
Yeah, Paula... I think Paula's okay. Watched her for years on Idol. She's kind of funny and spacey. And
she started on a mic once.
She did the right thing. Oh, Gary. She did the right thing by staying down after she got in trouble. She stayed down.
Paula?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's she's right, because she was banging Corey Clark.
Yeah.
I can't believe you remember his
name. She did weasel out of that, too. Yeah. And she shouldn't not have weaseled out of it.
And she stayed out of the limelight for a while, and it's all good.
Who is the chick they brought in on the American Idol panel?
Oh, Kara.
And says, I can say it in 5 words, and then she has 7 words.
DeGuardia?
Yeah. Check out Paula.
You have Gary's number, right?
Gary.
Awesome. Lost
in a dream. Straight up.
Is MC... Did she do Opposite Attracts with MC Scat Cat?
Yes, she did.
Did they bring back MC Scat
Cat? Yes, they did.
Are you shitting me?
The cartoon character?
I was totally joking. Song. They really
Watch, she's about to throw her hat, I think.
Yeah, this is where she takes off Puff's neck. Here we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh! I've got nailed.
This has zero instruments and she's lip syncing, Drew.
No, I'm just judging it versus Madonna.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a better song.
I thought she crushed her.
Those dudes dancing.
Madonna spent $5 million. Paul Abdul hired 10 guys. And
where's MC Scat Cat? I'm getting excited.
It's coming up. There
he is. Wow. It's good to see he still has a job. This song is so childish.
I don't think her music's that great. I just thought she put on a good show.
Well, you go see her in concert.
For the Dancing Awards.
She well, must be touring.
If I go to a dancing concert.
Look at those MC Scat Cat's moves. That was a great Billboard Awards, man.
Damn it, I always thought Paul was cute.
Gary's trying to say something.
Who do you think you are?
Mr. Big Stuff.
Well, that's perfect timing because we're just wrapping up the Billboard Awards.
I was going to say, you were really doing that to me, weren't you? I'll tell you what, though, for 54, Paula Abdul can still do some flying around there.
I thought she looked great, and I thought she did a nice job. And I'm not inclined to like that kind of performance.
Yeah, I mean, it was something fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much what you can say for a lot of that show is, you know, listen, it's a pop show. So, you know, there's no real sense of artistic credibility going on there.
No. Yeah. Not even with the Jonas Brothers?
You know, some.
I was kidding.
A tad. Well, no, a tad. I mean, those guys, you know, I got to know Nick Jonas a little bit over the years. But he's like, I'm working my way into a compliment here, so please allow me to be nice. You know, but he's the real deal. I mean, he's really a solid working artist. So you got to give him props for that.
Yeah, his solo career.
Madonna kept all her clothes on. Darn it. You know.
What did you think of the Madonna song? And she paid $5 million to have the holograms.
I know. Can you believe it? She could have gotten like Ronnie James Dio and Roy Orbison for less than a fifth of what that cost.
I don't think that was worth $5 million.
No, not $5 million. And it's tough to pull that off on TV. I mean, that's something that has the ooh-ah factor, maybe, live. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, if you're lucky. But to, you know, to see it on TV, because there's too many other great effects you can do on TV that we're used to seeing. But, you know, unless it's like the battle or whatever in Game of Thrones, what's the point?
Do you have to cover K-pop and is it BTS? Is that the band?
BTS, yes.
Yeah. So that is...
You know, you have to be aware of it. It's not having, much like the so-called vinyl resurgence, K-pop is not making the kind of impact that its proponents would have you believe.
Really?
Although BTS is doing very well, but they're not anything close to what the Backstreet Boys or New Kids or NSYNC were in the day.
Huh.
You know, they really aren't.
So they don't they do, I thought they did 1 billion streams or something. Is that not?
But that's worldwide.
Okay.
So really the market there is, you know, huge Asia, you know, huge Europe, huge, you know, Eurasia and Indonesia and, you know, India and places like that. They do fine in the U.S. Don't get me wrong, they're big. But, you know, I don't think they've ascended to the level they would have you believe they're at yet.
How do I measure, this is a crazy question, how do I measure how successful someone is? Because, you know, I read up and I see these names, they're not bands I really follow, and I go, I wonder how big they are. And I might check out a song, go, it's got 500 million streams, so they must, I mean, what is the gold standard for who's biggest?
Right now it's hard, because streams doesn't necessarily tell you the story. Downloads doesn't tell you the whole story. It's almost like you've just got to feel it, you know? If like Ed Sheeran, we know he's huge because he's everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what
and he
it
sells
is.
So, out. He sells out arenas, large arenas.
He sells out stadiums.
Yeah,
sir.
Taylor Swift, too.
He's sold out Ford Field here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, that's
it. But he got killed on Game of Thrones.
He did, but he wanted to.
But he was on Game of Thrones.
He wanted to be killed.
He did. He came out and said that. And
he would have sat on the Iron Throne.
All, all these musicians who guest on Game of Thrones, it's like nobody wants to live unless they're going to bring them back for another episode. They just, and then they want to be killed.
Gary, I'm sure maybe you know, maybe you don't know, or maybe I told you or didn't tell you, but your last segment was on our WLLZ show from 8 to 11 on Saturday or Sunday, 2 weeks ago, I believe. And so I've been following radio a lot more carefully, and being on WLLZ, I've been listening to 106.7 more because I want to hear what they're playing. And so I have this philosophical debate going on. I think Trudy's on my side, actually. But she,
we'll hear what
she
this is about.
Yeah. Well, there's bands like U2, The right. Police,
I'm on your side.
The Cure, who, if David Bowie were alive, if he showed up, he would sell out Little Caesars Arena, right?
Right.
U2 would sell out Ford Field, right?
Uh-huh. Ford Field, at least Little Caesars Arena.
At least. Probably two nights. The Police, when they reunited, it was huge. It was the biggest tour of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they don't get played in a classic rock format, but Billy Squire does.
Yeah.
Whitesnake does. Great White. How many people could Great White draw if they came to town?
We saw how many they could draw.
Let me go measure my living room real quick.
That's what I mean. And Whitesnake, too. Would Whitesnake be a big draw if they came to town? Billy Squire?
You know, my living room and your living room. No, actually, Whitesnake could do like a Fox Theater. Maybe a Freedom Hill.
Okay, but why do those bands get more tracks played than David Bowie, for example, or U2?
This all comes down to it's easy to bag on terrestrial radio, but let's bag on it for a minute. This is what research has wrought, in the terrestrial radio format, in the bricks and mortar radio. Billy, the Stroke research is better than Pride in the Name of Love. It just does. You know, here I go again. Research is better than hero. You know, whatever their research methodology is.
And better than Modern Love, and better than China Girl, right. And better than Let's Dance, and better than Ashes to Ashes, yeah. Young Americans. Okay, but then why do all the people buy tickets to go see U2 if Pride in the Name of Love won't test? Why do all those people go?
Because they're, you know, I've
why
always
wouldn't they
felt
go
like,
to see Billy Squire?
Because maybe
I've always felt
they have
like
more songs.
I've always felt like for some reason they're not asking real people or the right people. I mean, I don't know how this works. It's been a long time since I sat in on a focus group.
I know. I've been arguing with radio people for half my life, so I just don't get it. But I feel like you can't argue with if people buy expensive tickets to a live show. They must like that artist.
They would like to hear that music on the air.
That's what I maintain.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I wish I had a better explanation for why, but it really does come down to the research models. And I don't know if there's some model that only gets you to people who still drive like Trans Ams and Camaros and drink cheap beer and have mullets.
Yeah, maybe those are the people still listening to radio. I don't know. And by the way, WLLZ, I think it's doing very well. So, I mean, they can't complain with whatever.
So what's in your contract? How many times are you supposed to mention them in your contract with them?
Mention WLLZ?
Yes.
Well, they were an advertiser in the month of April. This is a freebie now.
Oh, okay.
These are great plugs.
Okay, I'll send them an invoice then.
Yeah, go ahead. I can't promise you anything. But yeah, things seem to be going swimmingly over there. Mm-hmm. And Trudy mentioned on WLZ the passing of Russ Gibb, who is a memorable figure in rock and roll. Without playing an instrument, I think. Maybe he did play an instrument. But
no, he didn't. and he didn't sing well either. But yeah, I mean, if this guy had only opened the Grandy Ballroom, he'd be... His place in rock and roll history would be firm and cemented. If he had only killed off Paul McCartney, you know, his place in rock and roll history would be cemented. But he did both. Yeah. And to have that, plus the other works he did that the rest of the world doesn't know as well, but the great work he did as a school teacher in Dearborn, and, you know, really as an early adapter to cable TV and community access cable and its ability to communicate and also to educate his students. I mean, you know, that's the untold part of the Russ Gibb history, is what he did with young people. You know, first of all, I mean, they were all, you know, he was Uncle Russ, and they were all his children, whether they were dropping acid at the Grandy or sucking up to him at Dearborn High School. You know, he had that kind of effect on young people who he came in contact with, that they really felt this paternal kind of affection for this guy who was creating opportunities for them, whether it was to see The Who and Cream and Jimi Hendrix or to learn about TV production.
Gary, I've developed a fascination for the Goose Lake Festival because it was before my time in Michigan, and it looks like a fascinating event. And here this Southfield real estate magnate built this incredible facility. They had an awesome lineup of bands. 200,000 people went. It was a huge thing. And then the county just shut it down. There was never another show there, was there?
Well, it scared them. You know, just like, you know, listen, Ulster County didn't want a second Woodstock in 1970.
No.
You know, they were not welcome
to come back. Can't blame them, really.
Well, you know, no. But, you know, listen, especially back in 69, 70, 71, 72, you know, in that period of time, those large gatherings were scary to the mainstream populace. You look at now when we have so many festivals, you know, multiple festivals going on every weekend of the summer. It was not at all like that back then. It was not viewed as good commerce. It was not viewed as good tourism. It was, you know, those scary freaking hippies, you know, coming to our town with that really loud, scary music.
Speaking of scary freaking hippies and Woodstock, why is that on, off, on, and now questionable?
We don't know. Now we don't know. Yeah, this is not a turn you expected it to take. I mean, we don't really know if it's on or not. Michael Lang, who was the primary organizer in 69 and is back for another one this year, says it's going to go on. But in the meantime, he's lost his major financial backer. He's lost the production company, Firefly, which also does Bonnaroo and Outside Lands. They're out now.
Why are they out? Do we know?
I think just lack of confidence. I know they reduced the capacity.
Yeah, they have,
you know, of the festival. So that, you know, that in turn, I think when the financial company started crunching the numbers, they realized that it was going to be a little tighter than they expected it to be. And so they decided to pull out. And once the money goes, and keep in mind, the other thing a lot of people don't know is the artists who were signed on to play at Woodstock were signed to that financial company. That's who their deal was with. So they're gone. You know, they're gone. I mean, I'm sure they're taking a bit of a bath because everybody got a deposit. And there's potential for lawsuits here because, like, if you're John Fogerty, come back to the guys and say, not only did you promise me this payday, but in order to play your festival, I had to agree to a proximity clause that meant I can't play in whatever geographic radius dictated for X number of weeks. So now, and it's too late to go back and fill that in with a tour.
So you have to
make me whole.
I heard he got paid up front, though.
Not everything.
Oh, really? Because
most of the, you know, well, you know, pretty much the deal is you get your 50% up front, and then, you know, in advance when you sign the contract, and then when you play, you get the rest of it. Maybe some get a more favored nation, you know, 60-70%. But there's always money left on the table to make sure you come.
I wanted to ask you about some things coming out. The Rocket Man movie is coming out at the end of this month.
Yeah. Yep.
And there's a soundtrack with it. Is the soundtrack just like an Elton John greatest hits, or what?
Mostly Elton John. Yeah, there's one song that he and
Taron Egerton.
Pardon?
Taron Egerton.
Right. Yeah. The that guy.
The guy playing him.
Yeah. That they sing. They did. They sing a song called "I'm Gonna Love Me Again" together, and that was written by Elton and Bernie, and co-produced by Giles Martin, George's son. So it's somewhat notable. And, you know, by the way, there's going to be one of these one night only screenings of it on the 18th of May. So like two weekends before it opens.
Oh, cool.
So you can actually go check it out a couple weekends in advance.
I want to see that movie.
Oh yeah, I think it's gonna be good. Hopefully better than Bohemian Rhapsody.
Gary, did you hear Patti Smith's house is for sale?
Yeah, they're doing an open house, I think, Saturday.
Have you been there?
Over in St. Clair Shores years ago.
Oh, of course you have.
Back when it was cool.
It looks like a cool house.
It's a cool house, yeah. It was definitely, you know, custom built. You know, at the time it was, you know, built as a custom house. It wasn't just like a row development or anything, and you know, they put their own touches on it, and a lot of people have been in it since she was. Or I don't know about a lot of people, but there have been people in it, living in it since she was, so it's hard to say. You know, I'm sure it's in decent shape.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice.
And it's their son who's selling it. He's a realtor.
Jackson Smith. Yeah,
he's a realtor, so he's selling it.
And she lived there with Fred Sonic Smith?
Yeah, that's where they lived and had the kids and raised the kids until Fred died.
Wow. What happened? What did Fred die of?
I want to say cancer, but cancer or a heart attack. I know that's a wide range there.
Yeah, Rob Tyner died very young too, didn't he?
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, you know, both Rob and Fred, and they passed away, I think, within a couple years of each other.
Yeah, I think Rob died right after I got here. Which, boy, God, that MC5. Honestly, I really did not get the MC5 until I was on YouTube watching videos of them, and it was like, wow. Yeah. That is something to watch.
Oh, they were a powerhouse band, and but just completely different aesthetic. I mean, it really was, you know, Sun Ra and Ornette Coleman meet rock and roll, yeah. And they just had that complete. It was so anything goes and so wild, and you know, five guys could really be doing five different things in a song, but it worked.
Yeah,
because that's how tuned into each other they were.
Oh. Hey, what's the deal on Ozzy and the Stones? Now, where are they going to pick up? And I heard July for the Stones, which seems early.
Yeah, and I got slapped down after I talked about this somewhere else. But the Stones have said they were going to go out, you know, resume the tour or reschedule the tour for July. This is the tour that had to be postponed because of Mick's heart surgery. But then a story came out, not my story, a story came out saying that they were going to have trouble doing that because they were playing all NFL stadiums or mostly NFL stadiums, which were going to start, you know, and I guess it was, there's a certain amount of time before the exhibition season begins that you can't get into the stadiums, and that the Stones, the itinerary was going to run up against that.
So they're not going to be out for a while.
Well, I don't know. They haven't said that. The call I got from the Stones person after I talked about that was like, where'd you hear that? I read it, honest. I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't make it up.
He got yelled at. And what about Ozzy?
He's setting his dates for 2020. He rescheduled the European dates. Uh-huh. And then the U.S. dates will probably be for the summer, you know, for next summer.
No kidding.
Okay. You know, with Ozzy, I think it's more of a crapshoot of it really happening than with the Stones. You know, I think when the Stones are ready to go back out. Yeah. You know, if anybody was going to bounce back from heart surgery other than Keith Richards this fast, it was going to be Mick.
It was unkillable.
Keith Richards won't have heart surgery anyway. There's nothing wrong with that guy.
He'll He's amazing. Cough it out.
Gary, the Black Keys are coming to town. They've released two songs from the new album. What else do you know about the album? And do you even like the new songs?
I like them. Yeah, I think, you know, you can hear new elements in there, but you can also hear, I think, some of it sounds a little more like older, not old Black Keys, but, you know, some of the mid-period material they did, I think, you know, I think just being away from each other for a prolonged amount of time, you know, kind of brought them back. When they came back together, they reverted a little to ways they used to sound, but with, you know, both of them now are very accomplished producers, so they had a lot more to bring to the table.
Yeah, I was surprised. Were you surprised they even did another album together?
Oh, yeah, no, I wasn't. I always felt like they were going to. You know, I got the sense, you know, I've talked a lot to Dan over the last few years because he's been producing every, I'm going to roll by that. He's been, but he's been producing everybody under the sun, it seems.
Yeah.
You know, he's done a lot of productions and winds up doing a lot of fronting for these bands he's producing. So they just, you know, they really did. They just wanted to do something other than be the Black Keys. for a few minutes, and they did, and now they're back together. I have a feeling it's going to be great.
Have you heard that first song? And it just right. I liked it the first time I heard it, and I heard second song maybe 3 or 4 days ago, and I liked it the first time I heard it.
No, they know they're you know they've been a real good band to listen to for a long time.
What about Noel Gallagher? He's got a new EP coming out.
It's he just announced that. So
you haven't heard it?
No, I'm working. I sent the email to get the track.
I mean, we could just play it here.
Have you heard Steve?
It is on YouTube. I
mean, it is on YouTube now.
It's crazy.
That's Noel Gallagher?
And High Flying Birds, yeah.
Yeah, they were good. He'd been saying for a while that he was going to do more of a techie thing the next time out.
I don't know if I want Noel Gallagher doing a techie thing.
You know, he's got guys from here who are his touring horn band, a couple of the guys from the Motor City Horn.
Really?
Who are out with Seeger now. They tour with Noel Gallagher in the States.
Hey, blow.
Wow, is there any chance that Noel and Liam will just let bygones be bygones?
Never.
I would never say never.
Never.
But, you know, it'll be a particular circumstance. You know, and I don't know what that's going to be. It won't be for money. You know, it'll be because they just decided they wanted to do it. I mean, their own mothers tried to get them back together, and they won't do it for her.
What are they? Are they doing that well? I assume Oasis made them a ton of money, but
Oasis made them a bunch of money. Noel does pretty well. Liam does, I think. Okay, Liam just hasn't been around enough to make big money.
And Noel wrote all the songs.
Yeah, Liam doesn't know how to write songs.
Right. Liam wrote a couple, but none of the hits.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not.
But Liam's last album was really good. Like, if you're an Oasis fan. And you needed an Oasis fix, Liam's was the album to listen to, not Noel.
Definitely. Well, I love those guys. I hope their summer season comes up soon. Anyway, Gary, thank you so much, and congratulations on the Music Awards.
Thank you.
We heard great things about it.
It was a fun year.
And people connected to some of these bands that don't get so much attention. Was it had the 50 year anniversary?
The RFD Boys.
Yeah. RFD, yeah. They had a couple relatives who contacted us and said they were so excited.
Yeah, they were great to have. And John Sinclair, you know, that was a very nice moment. Big City Rhythm and Blues was nice to have. No, we had a good time.
Well, it's good to see those guys recognized. And we'll talk soon, Gary.
I hope so.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
See ya. Okay.
That doesn't sound like Noel at all.
No.
No, it's bizarre. We have some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
This is serious.
Is this network or is this Mark?
This is. I'm going to call it network breaking news because I want to hear the sounder.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
This is sent to me by Thomas A. Mazaway. A tweet from Therese Owens. Who's Therese Owens? I have no idea.
It's like a TMZ-esque sports type website. They've been around for a long time.
They have a check mark, which I don't have, so they're more credible to me.
Yeah, you know who they are, Brandon, right?
Yeah.
Therese Owens, yeah.
They say detectives say that Robert Kraft had his fingers in his butt crack during the Asian massage.
Duh.
In his butt crack, but not in his butthole.
Yeah, just in the crack.
How do they know they weren't in his butthole?
You know.
Well,
is this really, they were is this in really the something crack. That needed to be tweeted about? So they've seen the video.
I guess.
I mean, is that really something? He had his fingers in his butt crack.
That takes a lot to get him. Now, I
just can't believe we're talking about
how it reads. Detective Hirsch testified, those viewing the video footage live took notice when the masseuses began, quote, putting fingers into the butt crack area before the lights were turned off. I mean, you tell me what that exactly means.
I think there's something
it's
going
in. It's so good. They're
there's
milking
something
it.
Going in his
They're
butt.
Milking his prostate.
Yeah.
Well, he's 100 years old.
I know. Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to see what else this reporter that was in the... Oh.
Just thought I'd pass that along.
Walter Cronkite's head would explode if he lived now. It's a good thing he doesn't.
I do.
So
I
glad do. He died when he did.
That's kind of what I was getting at.
He's probably into it. He'd be having fingers in his butt.
Yeah, but he would not have a news story about that.
He
would have been the next customer after Robert Kraft.
If he didn't, Trudy, he'd be out on the street.
Here's another interesting item, and this came in via email. A young lady who used to work for Well, I won't say exactly where she worked, but she said back in the Obama administration.
She sounds hot.
Jill Biden used to do a lot of events, and she was a champion of community colleges. And this person would have to edit the write-ups that listed her as Dr. Jill Biden. She said, since our office used AP style, the first time I came across her name, I edited out the doctor part because AP indicates doctor should only be used if it, in a title if the person is a medical doctor.
Really?
And Jill Biden has a doctorate in education. The document was sent back to me with a comment that Jill directs that whenever her name is referenced, it must always be preceded with doctor. And apparently some people thought that was a bit pretentious.
Wow. Well, you know.
She went back to school for that doctorate at 55, and she wants everyone to know it. Ooh! Oh, that's annoying. That's really annoying. I hated it from the beginning. Dr. George Doe and Joe and Dr. Jill Biden. And I think I did look it up early on, like, well, Dr. Jill Biden, because she, in the interview, she was referring to her degree, and I thought, she can't write scripts. Get off the Dr. Jill Biden crap.
What good is she?
If you can't write scripts, you're not a doctor. You're a person with a PhD. Why do PhDs have to be? That's bullshit.
That's
doctors
confusing.
Are medical doctors. If I'm on a plane and I need a doctor, I don't want some guy that has a doctorate in history coming up.
It's
confusing.
When someone goes, is there a doctor in the house? They're not looking for one of education or history. No.
But those people put their hands up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm a doctor.
Yeah. You know who else has a PhD?
Who?
Who we should be calling doctor? We should be calling Dr. Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh. Really?
Dr. Brian
he doesn't
May.
Demand it. Shaquille O'Neal doesn't demand it.
So does it count when it's honorary? It's given.
Dr. Cosby. Condoleezza Rice.
Condoleezza Rice.
Dr. James Franco.
He has a doctorate?
He has a doctorate.
Wow.
It's really Franco does?
Yeah.
Okay.
He sounds like he'd be a fun doctor.
I need to mention that we've been waiting for the Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram spring sales event and all the excitement. Because during Zot's spring sales event, you can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month. How about leasing a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month? Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success, our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all new 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody is doing that for you. See details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Yaldo, one of our Red Shovel Network sponsors, David Hall made his debut on The Soul of Detroit, and Dr. Yaldo's been on Charlie, and he now is on The Soul of Detroit, and also on both of them are on No Filter Sports, which recorded today. Their show's available.
It is.
And people, that show is growing. That looked like we were kind of struggling there, and I know we promoted it, but people get that show, and they love it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know these guys are older. Their careers, you know, Eli hasn't been doing TV in quite a while. Denny, how do you explain Denny? And Bob, Denny is so funny, though. Bob Page, and Denny's had his ups and downs we all know about. That's very well documented. Bob Page has been fired from many, many jobs. The three of them, there's some nice chemistry going on in that show. It is a fun sports show to listen to, and they do rag the shit out of each other, which is what I enjoy.
Yeah, they do, but they're extremely knowledgeable on a lot of
they
topics,
are.
And they have great throwback stories. Today's a really baseball-heavy day. You know, obviously Casey Mize throws a no-hitter, and you got you know, Verlander and CeCe Sabathia talk. So
I'm in. I'm going to check it out. Actually, I might listen to it after this show.
I assume you already listened to ML.
So. No, I have not listened to ML. I will listen to ML.
Oh, she was in that one. First.
They had a cute team picture, the ML.
Thank you.
The sexy hats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're sexy hats.
Yeah, there's one without the sexy hat.
But... Oh, there's one without the sexy
hat? No, we all have them on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Oh,
look great, don't we?
Stunning you looked then.
I don't know why you bought them, but it worked.
And we will be having the best of tomorrow, brought to you by Scott Kunith, who wants you to know whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be a stressful situation. Scott has 26 years of advertising and sales experience, and he's been in real estate now, I think, about 3 years. And Scott is the rising star of Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel. Things are going swimmingly for him. If you'd like help in finding out what your home is worth, if you want to list your home, or if you just want to know what it's worth, or you want help in finding a new home.
I think I want that.
248, yeah. Well, when your home turns on you.
Yeah.
I mean, or if your home is turned on you, you might want to call Scott for emotional help.
Yes, yes. He's Does taking, he give that? That's a huge deal.
He's taken some pretty funny calls with good humor. Mm-hmm. Just call Scott anyway. 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. Or skunath at CBWM. And I see we had the picture of Dennis Robbins' podcast yesterday on the Facebook page. And Scott is a sponsor on that show, too. I saw his phone number in the background.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Not sure how that...
That's crazy.
How did he get in touch with Dennis Rodman? That's pretty wild.
Wow.
That's
does crazy. He sell houses for Dennis Rodman's...
I'm so happy.
Friends?
Maybe. I don't know.
That's one of the things you need maybe when you do a podcast. You need a Scott sign.
I
can't even go home.
I had the scariest thing happen to me yesterday. You know, when I came to the podcast, I didn't have my phone. I'm like, God, I must have gapped out and left it home. And Zoov strangulated on it. And it said it was at home. You know, like you can find your lost phone. So when we got home, I look for it around the house and I can't find it. And he looks again on the computer and it's like, it's out on Drake Road.
What? What?
I violated the idiot rule and put it on the top of the car while I was getting in.
Oh!
And forgot. I've done that a couple of times. And then I rounded kind of the corner onto Drake a little bit. And it sailed off, fell face down, and spent 3 hours in the middle of Drake Road. And look at it.
Oh, my God. It works.
Not
fine.
A mark on
it's
it.
It's incredible.
Hey, props to Zoov's for being a detective and knowing how to triangulate a
cell phone.
I know.
I was going to say. I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was huge.
Having a millennial round is really valuable.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
I can't believe there's not even a scratch on it.
Not a
That's
scratch.
That's so funny. You know, I don't think I've ever put my phone on the top of my car. I don't think
ever.
I would do that.
Yeah, that should be the rule. No one should ever do that, no matter how much you think you're going to get it back off. Because if you gap out, oh my God!
The thing that's weird about that though isn't your phone usually one of the first things you grab when you're driving?
Yeah,
music on, or
and you never noticed until you got all the way here.
Yeah, when I got all the way here, he usually uses my Note 8 to hook up the cameras, and I'm like, oh God, I don't have it. I wonder where
and
it
his
is.
Bath phone.
I swear to you,
and his bath phone.
There's
so weird.
There is nowhere that if I get out of my car, the first thing I'm doing is where's my phone?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
I know.
If I don't feel my phone on me in any short period of time, I flip out.
You feel incomplete. You feel
naked. I feel like, oh my God. And the other day, Matt and I were getting hotter, and
together, nice.
All of a sudden, Matt had this look on his face like, oh, shh, you know, one of those.
Right.
And I thought, oh, my God, he lost his phone. And he goes, I said, what happened? He goes, my wallet was in here. And I was thinking, oh, it's only your wallet? Yeah. I mean, honest to God, that was my fault.
Right. Don't worry about
it. It's only your wallet. And then we had a debate because he found
it. I'd much rather lose my wallet.
I think I would, too. But we had a debate about it, and he, for some reason, his wallet is pretty close to his phone because of just credit cards. And
Right.
You know, you just get a new one. Or you have a credit card on your phone.
Well, if you have your phone, you can cancel the credit cards that are in your wallet.
Yeah.
But if not, then...
I think I'd prefer losing my wallet. I hate to say it. I don't want to jinx myself or lose either one of them.
I don't know, because then you get your driver's license.
Oh, yeah, you got
to. Yeah, you got to go to DMV.
Yeah, but
all your contacts and all that stuff.
Well, a lot of that should be backed up anyway, which I'm sure you do.
No, absolutely. Always.
When I got home, by the way, too, Michael Imperioli had called it while I was
away. Hot.
I know.
Really? Did he leave a message?
No, he didn't. It was the first call, and then he called the show on the second.
And then
line.
I asked him what the hell he was doing calling the studio line. Who's this?
Is
that what you said?
Well, yeah, I just didn't know who he was.
Oh, wow.
He called early.
Mm.
Don't you know who I am?
No, he was actually really nice about it.
Yeah, he was.
I was a dick.
All this phone conversation. Are you guys going to watch Diane Sawyer's special on Friday night?
Oh, that's right.
Screen Time? Have you seen the teaser for it?
I'm sure it's really stupid. Channel 7 did a social media, you want to be a social media star story?
What?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
You know, I have to admit, it totally sucked me in.
Yeah.
I clicked, and I fast-forwarded 13 minutes to find the story, and I was like, okay, lay it on me, and I was entirely amused. I mean, it's as much as I hate social media, I'm fascinated by it at the same time. So,
social media and Twitter's what's destroying this country anyway.
Diane on the tease at the very end, I don't even know who she was talking about, but she just went, "That's really freaky." She just seemed like such a neophyte.
Can you play it?
You know, there was one on
Does
Twitter.
Diane Sawyer even have a cell phone?
No, probably not.
She's 105 years old, I think, isn't she?
And not exactly known what you were agreeing to.
73.
Let me back
73,
up.
Okay.
A question for all of you at home.
She worked in the Nixon administration.
Are you like me? How many of these have you pressed and not exactly known what you were agreeing
just to?
Are you a lesbian?
Oh, no. Yes. Don't hurt yourself. Yes.
These are just the privacy policies from the apps on my phone.
Oh, oh my God. I don't know how this is going to
work. Nice killing a tree by printing it all out, Sawyer.
I'm going to break a hip lifting all that.
All right, so shall we begin?
Actually, can I see this third party?
Yeah. Everyone thinks
an intern in the White House, in the Oval Office,
is really a data exploitation policy. And most people aren't reading it. So
oh, like Sawyer knows what that means.
Gathered on us. Have you ever had something kind of unsettling?
Is the device listening?
Kashmir Hill says no. Computer scientists monitored Android phones for nearly a year.
None of the apps unexpectedly activated the microphone.
Sometimes it's just impossible, statistically impossible, that the thing you talked to
are
a
you
friend
a lesbian?
About then, bang, is right there.
It sounds like
so
a boring story.
It's so boring.
One influencing what we talk about.
They brought her back for this.
Some vocal fry, too.
About it, or after we've
it's
talked
really
about
eerie.
It.
And purple hair.
It's really eerie. Major and it's vocal happened to me. Fry.
Thank you, Brandon.
Wow, boy, does that look dumb.
Yikes.
2 hours of that crap.
How do you really feel? Really?
Lord Almighty.
Oh, I have to admit, play the best one. Beating off the charts.
Oh, yes. Remember that shower?
And Brian,
one?
Do you even know what you did to beat off the shark?
Remember when the guy was showering?
Yeah.
It was like after 9/11.
In prison? Or?
No, he was on a boat, wasn't he? But they were saying if you were at a chemical attack, and the guy had a hard on.
Yeah.
In the shower, he was rock, and she made a joke about it. It was live, I think.
Oh, yeah. My God.
She was on GMA.
Yeah, it was it was like, we were laughing. It was funny as hell.
Was that the last time you saw her?
Probably.
They bounce her after
that? It's been a while. No.
No,
I don't think so.
When she learned how to make a dildo in the female prison, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's
a
right.
A dildo in a prison.
You know, it's
they showed her how to make a dildo. She was so enamored with that.
I get slightly nostalgic when I see anything with Diane Sawyer, Barbara Walters, or Connie Chung because they did so many of those interviews back then, and Oprah too. But Oprah's still around,
right?
Oprah, that 60 Minutes story, and there was another story today about Angelica Houston claims that Oprah has snubbed her since she beat her out for the Academy Award. Oprah was nominated for Color Purple. And she says she was never invited on our show, ever, and that the only time she would have met her was when she was talking to Clint Eastwood, and she said Oprah butted into the conversation with her back to Angelica Houston.
Whoa.
And just ignored her and took off with Clint.
Wow.
It was a funny story. It was like, really? I mean, somebody like Oprah can't get where she is without stepping on a few people.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Would she really? It's Angelica Houston's fault that she beat her? She usually seems fairly gracious.
And Gail's following in her footsteps because now her deal's so big. They've blown out that Nora O'Donnell lady on CBS This
Did
Morning.
Did they really?
Yeah, they blew her out in favor of Gail. And I thought Nora, I like that show.
Why did they
show?
Have to get rid of one of them?
Because Gail wants more money.
So Gail said, I get her money or I walk.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't believe they blew her
out. O'Donnell was good.
She's great.
Well, she'll find something. They'll put her. She'll find.
Blown out.
I don't know. Those jobs are. I mean, aren't that many of those jobs?
Well, you know, the other one they blew out from the CBS.
Bianca Goldriga.
Bianca Goldriga went right to CNN. So, all set.
Oh well, CNN. A little cut in pay there. They don't pay that well.
No.
I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, you think CNN would make a ton of money, but I don't know.
Anderson sucks it all down.
Yeah, they've got a few people I'm sure they pay, just like ESPN.
A source close to CBS says that they haven't set the new anchor lineup yet, but Gayle King, riding high off her big interview with R. Kelly, has demanded that Nora O'Donnell be sent elsewhere.
Wow.
Really?
They survived Charlie Rose together. There should be more sisterhood.
Yeah, the blood is so bad between the morning news co-host that Gayle King demanded Nora be moved off the show as part of her recent contract negotiations.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah. Really?
She's still going to be on 60 Minutes, though, O'Donnell.
Okay. The Oprah 60 Minutes story is also fascinating because You know, 60 Minutes has been a top-rated show for 40 years. Yeah, they know what great. They're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, wow, that's, you know, what a nice thing, to a box to check to say, I'm a 60 Minutes correspondent, which Oprah's never done anything quite like that. But apparently it wasn't all that smooth because Oprah thought she could put her mark on 60 Minutes. Ooh. And 60 Minutes like, no, you do it our way. We've been doing it this way for a long, long time. You say, I'm Oprah Winfrey, not I'm Oprah Winfrey in the house. Or what? I mean, I thought that whole thing about it, I had to record my name 7 times. I really doubt somebody was jerking her chain. You really think somebody was jerking her chain at 60 Minutes? I doubt
it. This is Oprah's minge.
Ugh. Gross.
So today is an anniversary because...
Oprah's vagina. This is your last warning. Put down the gun.
This happened on May the 2nd, 2016. A Facebook post from one Mike W. Clark. 3 years ago. Well, hello to you all. So damn busy. Got to be a quick one. By the way, I don't think he was that busy.
Well,
I think he thought he was
Mike,
busy.
Yeah.
I think he thought he was busy. I don't think he was that busy. It's happened. Drew and I have reunited. Are going to do a podcast together. It's a bit messy, but it... Who's calling me?
Answer.
Bitch!
Nice interrupting, Matt.
Hello?
Who's on the phone?
Yellow.
Yellow.
You're interrupting me.
Yellow.
He's in a project that can't be stopped.
It's a bit messy, but it will have to do for now. I will be doing it twice a week. Drew plans on going 5 days a week, and the other 3 days will be other people that you know very well, either from TV or sports, etc. Recording our first show tomorrow, and it will air and be available for you to download at some point Wednesday. We will let you know when, okay? So please allow time for us to work this out as to what 2 days I'm doing, when the show will be available each day, and so forth. Should be lots of fun, and best of all, no bosses, no contracts, no FCC, not a fucking thing, except us. Drew and Mike coming to you from the Electric Ladyland 2 studio. Stay tuned for updates. I hope you like it. As Ryan Seacrest once said, here we go.
That's out of traffic.
Wow.
And then Jay sent me a text reminding me that the 4th is the 3-year anniversary, which I remember thinking like 3 months ago, oh, it's almost 3 years. Wow, bang, it just got here. So, yeah, that was cool because Jay, when we were talking about this, it was a matter of, well, we just got to get the equipment. And I want it to sound good. And so we went to Jay's friend, Frankenstein. His last name is Frankenstein.
Really?
Yes. It's his real last name.
That's a great name.
I think he kind of liked it, actually. Great. And it's funny because you cannot forget his name.
No.
So I think it's valuable. And he travels and works and, you know, sales and all that. So I think probably it works out pretty well.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah. So he, you know, all these, it's funny because they were so technical. I was starting to say, you know, I don't know about these sound panels. And oh, no, no, no. Sound panels will absorb, you know, some of the echo and you'll appreciate it. And the truth is, I think the podcast sounds from day one. It sounded right.
Yeah.
And the microphones are good and all the equipment's worked out really well.
What was the first thing that we heard on this momentous occasion in 2 days? Brandon's?
Intro?
Intro? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The, and that was like
from 105?
I didn't know that it was Brandon's work, but it was his handy work, and it got me all fired up.
Yeah.
I
don't even know if we still have it.
Hillary.
Well, it's on the May 4 podcast. That's funny, the intro, because it was a nice intro on 105.1, as much as 105.1 sucked. We didn't suck.
I know.
And the intro was great.
Getting in a fight right off
the bat. It was this big argument over playing it. Like, play it 10 minutes before the show starts.
Unfortunately, it is the end of an era for many longtime Detroit radio listeners.
Yeah!
End of a long time standing show in broadcast history here in Detroit.
You're fired.
Been on the air for more than 22 years.
You're fired.
The last 22 years have been nothing but pure fun.
You're fired.
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 And back.
So, do we say it is?
Good grief.
Oh, God! God! God!
Well, yeah, baby.
Welcome back. I know.
It's a tough life being Cubfin.
Welcome back. Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back. Hey.
Welcome back.
Oh, would you look at that?
Drew? Guys, where's Drew? Drew?
My God.
I'm back.
Podcast number two.
Hey, number two.
With me, Drew. Well, the intro was on the first few days.
Wow.
Really?
I think. Yeah.
Why didn't I do that one?
I don't know. Was there a May 3rd show?
Yeah.
There was.
So exciting.
How does that one start?
The same way.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Super exciting. Hey, that should be the best of this weekend, right?
Could be.
Okay.
It could be the best of. That's a great idea, Trudy. That requires no work. Oh, my God.
We can all
go home.
You are home.
Well.
You guys can get out of my home. Yeah,
exactly. I can have my home to myself. It's a cool idea.
I know. I remember doing some of that production kind of covertly, though, in a way.
Covertly?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Oh, covert. Yeah, that's right.
I was still employed. In radio. That was before I got blown out. So
I know. How long after May 4th? It was June 30th? Was it that soon?
June 29th, yeah. Mm-hmm. 2016.
God, it seemed like there was more time between those two events, but I guess not. Jeez. Because I was gone October 17th.
Yeah, the weekend of the Michigan State-Michigan game, the punt.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
And that period from October 17th to May the 4th seemed like a long time.
Oh, I know, because lots of things kept happening, and you were just like,
I know.
Nothing to talk about, too.
And anyone. I was trying to figure out something with iHeart at that time, too, and that was taking forever. And then that blowing up is what made me say, because I think Jay might have called, or Jay and I were texting, and I said, Jay, can you help me put a studio together? And I knew Jay could do it, and Jay did. I mean, did a phenomenal job.
Yeah,
and carried us for the first year and a half. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because while maintaining a full time job and doing some crazy easy schedule,
a very busy job,
and some sort of national security thing too.
I don't sleep. Like what?
I know.
Sleep.
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does either. It's weird.
And you know what amazes me most about Jay?
Do.
He has all the passwords in his head.
My God.
Remembers all the passwords. I don't know how Jay does it.
I have no passwords in my head.
He did,
God, no.
He helped us get off the ground in a big way, as did Mike Clark. And although Mike, unfortunately, only made it for, I think it's 15 shows?
It's
not too many. Because he started out the first 3 or 4 weeks, and then he went up north. And then when he came back, he had fallen 20. And hit his head.
20?
Is he on 20 shows?
Well, according to it, on our website, you can filter through people who are on the show.
Okay.
So one of the best ofs for him, you know, after he
played. Okay. Well, and then Mike Clark's show from October 16th, 2018, which I thought that was a really good show. I kind of want to listen back to it to see if it's as good as I thought it was.
He's working the hat.
Yeah,
that became
he had that new Facebook picture, which, it's funny. He's so picky about pictures, and he did like that picture.
Yeah,
I remember when it came out, and I see it all over the place on Facebook now, and it always makes me smile.
I need to bring in, I think I have at home, actually, I know I did, because I came across it when I got my craft Thea's Man check. There is like a proof picture for him when he took, headshots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that one. Right, the best of one, that main one in the middle.
Oh, that one, okay.
There's a whole sheet, and he commented on a bunch of his own pictures. They're really funny. That's probably why I kept them.
Oh, we need that.
Yeah, I'll bring it in.
Yeah. It was a harsh critic of his picture, that's for sure.
Remember the time he found the one photo booth in the mall that took
picture that he liked?
Yeah, and so he had to use that one for the website.
Well, he thought the lighting, something was just
perfect.
Right. The camera, the lighting,
it was
all
black.
It
was black
together.
And white, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was black and white.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that might be. Is that one of the pictures? Is that the one that's on his, like, Mike Clark 1954 to 2018?
It might
be tweet that Matt Jennings put out, because that's black and white.
It might be.
Oh, wow.
But the thing about that is, how did he find out?
Yeah, not that one. There's another one. That must... He's got short hair. I think that one on the upper right.
That's his photo booth picture? No, look at the lighting.
That's not the photo booth one. Yeah. That's that's the one we had to redo a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
What was wrong with it?
Well, no, that's the final one. He didn't like the earlier ones.
Oh, my God. There's half of me.
<That's my steer. laughs> I love that. I love that picture. Yeah. That's great.
It's a come-hither picture.
Remember he had a Mr. Stress promo picture, too? From right in the beginning? Oh, yeah. He's got the cigarettes.
Yep.
Why are we so lovey-dovey in that picture?
Aww. No, that's a weird picture. Bizarre.
It's bizarre. Yeah.
I like the idea of him in a mall, first of all, but then in a mall going, hey, I wonder if that photo booth takes as good of pictures as the professional headshot pictures we took. And then he sat down to try it.
That's the part that I'm having trouble with. So he actually sat in there thinking, maybe this will take a better picture than I can take. Yes.
But
the professionals.
But he had to go back then because he had to get everything right.
Right.
Hair.
I don't remember seeing this photo here.
Oh, boy.
It's a good one.
That's great.
It's a really good picture.
From Detroit Funk. Where's that from?
It's from Detroit Funk. They had a RIP Mike Clark post. Huh. Hmm.
I just don't remember that microphone.
Oh, here's a whole bunch of pictures.
Wow. Huh. His clothes, too. You know what?
Yeah, Trish did him well.
A Hugo Boss period.
Oh, yeah. His Hugo Boss period.
Well, the salmon shirt was the one that got the most attention because it was declared pink, and it was quite an argument. And then we said, all right, let's have a vote. And
he was all on board for that vote, wasn't he?
99% voted pink, and then he declared that you can't vote that something's a color. It is or it isn't, to which we said, nope, the votes are final. It's overwhelmingly pink. You can't argue with 99%.
That's phenomenal.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Oh boy!
Yes. So yeah, those shows from May and I think June too. He was not feeling great, but he was sharp. I thought the first show was pretty good, actually. Everything was fresh, and Prince had just died.
Mm. Yeah,
and we both love Prince, but
Prince.
I thought he was pretty sharp that day, and I thought generally he was sharp, but he was having his breathing was goofed up from the paralyzed lung or the paralyzed vocal cord. Yeah, that was after he came back. I think before that he pretty much sounded okay, just a little. I don't know, he wasn't up to doing it 5 days a week. Wait, who's that guy?
It's the Lost in Space expert, Mike Clark.
There's a lot of people named Mike Clark.
Lost in Space expert. Does Lost in Space need an expert?
Well, yeah.
Are we talking about the TV show?
Yeah. What else would it be? The movie?
I don't know. I just am stunned. That'd be even worse if it was the movie. Lost in Space expert.
Maz needs to see that because that could be him. That could be a show. Ugh. Not Lost in Space, but Seinfeld. Well, that's right. Yeah. He already proposed that. So.
Oh, Maz's House of Lies is the only title.
It's a ring.
Is he aware of that yet?
I'm not sure. I don't think he's commented on it yet.
Who's going to lead that show with him and Rick?
Mm.
Wow.
You just open the mics and...
You would think Maz having the professional experience that he would lead.
What is it? Rick's a powerful personality, though.
Yes.
Why does everything have to happen at the last minute with Maz? He can't... I mean, setting up interviews?
Yeah.
He really likes doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
it happened all the time at sports radio.
But he was pretty good at getting someone right now.
Yeah.
But the problem was you want to dot the calendar with stuff so you're not always going, who do we want right now?
Yeah. Because Maz would have no shame, though.
Plus, he didn't have to prepare for it.
No. Oh, boy. Yeah, Maz and Righteous Rick. Like I said, if they do it somewhere else, I don't mind. I cannot handle
that.
That's
so funny.
Okay, so is this officially this quarantined cruise ship with one person that has measles? It's quarantined in the Caribbean. Is this the Scientology Sea Org?
Yes, it's the Free Winds. You want to see Inside Edition story on it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and what angle do you think they're going to take?
Scientology people don't get sick.
There's some. That's true. There's some speculation that Miss Cavendish is on the ship.
Oh, what? No!
What? Most elite
Cruise has been
retreat.
On the ship.
I know. The island's chief
I'm sure Inside Edition will have footage of it.
There is a confirmed case of measles on board, and no one is allowed off the ship
because
of the highly contagious nature of measles. Here's Stephen Fabian.
The cruise ship quarantined because of measles turns out to be the flagship of the Church of Scientology. It's called Free Winds and is used as a luxury retreat for elite followers of the controversial church. The government of St. Lucia in the Caribbean ordered all 300 passengers and crew not to leave the ship for 21 days. The quarantine came after a female crew member came down with measles. Investigative journalist Tony Ortega is an expert on Scientology. Who are these people and what are they doing on the ship?
Uh-huh. It's sort of a floating cathedral.
It's not even about the measles anymore now. It's about like, what the fuck is Scientology up to with that ship?
How many times have we talked about Sea Org? What is Sea Org? They're not a military arm of the United States government.
No. They're the military arm of Scientology.
No, they put these 15-year-olds on there who do 20 hours of labor a day to be Sea Org members in Scientology. They don't go to school. They don't take proper schooling. They're not with their families. They're not with their parents.
They wear sailor suits, though.
I know. No, they do. They dress like there's some military operation. I don't understand why this is allowed to happen. And I think the reason is because Scientology has so much money that they will harass and sue and destroy anyone who questions it.
International waters.
It's meant to be the culminating experience for Scientologists that have spent years and millions of dollars to get to the top level of Scientology.
Tom Cruise celebrated his 42nd birthday on board Free Winds, having a great time.
Thank you. Best birthday.
This cabbage with a tight t-shirt.
I mean,
it's being speculated that David Miscavige, Scientology's leader, may be on board celebrating his birthday.
Awesome.
In past years, Miscavige has gone to the ship for his birthday. His birthday was Tuesday.
The Church of Scientology has not commented on the measles situation on board the ship.
Man, that's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Oh, my God. That just, it would be a plague ship.
Tom Cruise, I've seen clips of that birthday party. That's like his 40th birthday party, maybe.
42nd, yeah.
And it's apparent that it's a big Tom Cruise ass-kiss fest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's... Isn't that really what this is all about? Is that he loves having all these people bow to him? And Miscavige claimed to someone that Tom Cruise actually occasionally has punished people within Scientology.
What?
Yeah, he slaps them.
Well, the Leah Remini thing, when he got all in her shit because of the, he shunned her.
I slap you. slapping you silly because you disrespected me.
He shunned her in the receiving line at his wedding to Katie Holmes because she wouldn't separate from J-Lo and let the Scientology people dig into her and make her join.
How childish.
It's amazing. And then she was punished. She had to apologize to Cruise and Katie Holmes. She had to send a gift. I mean, there's always money involved in anything.
Yeah,
that's right. Apologize.
Wow. Someone who spent $3 million to be in the stupid church.
Yeah.
Well, if she kept sending money, she'd be on that ship right now, so.
Yeah, with measles.
Do
they vaccinate? Because they don't like medicine.
No, they don't.
They just don't like, do they just not like psychiatric medicine?
Psychiatry is the big bugaboo, but they always claim that their programs keep you, Tom Cruise says, I've never had a cold.
Yeah, right.
I've never had a cold.
Don't you just want to go cough on him when you're sick?
Broke his ankle filming that last Mission Impossible.
Oh, there was a story in the tabloids last week that the director, I think it's the, is he doing another Mission Impossible movie?
Probably.
And I believe the director of that has been working out every day at like 4 a.m. because Tom Cruise demands that even the staff be in tip-top shape when they're filming him for a movie.
Stupid.
God, what is the world let him boss people around? He's 5'7".
Yeah, but he can run a mile in like 2 minutes.
I'm being heightist again.
Oh.
Sorry.
Heightist. David Miscavige is the same height, by the way.
Ah.
So they look tall in pictures together. You shoot it from down below.
So weird.
I know. He is so strange. That whole courtship of Katie Holmes was insanity. That woman that they pulled out of Scientology and say, hey, she's a Scientologist and she's cute. And the next thing you know, Tom Cruise is living with her. Mm-hmm. And then they have some little dinner party with David Miscavige. And she tells David Miscavige that she didn't hear what he said. And Tom Cruise was so offended, like, how dare you ask the president of Scientology to repeat something? Because he had a big argument because he didn't like her conversation with David Miscavige.
Yeah.
And so the next day, he walked out. I don't think he even said goodbye to her. And next thing you know, Scientology people were in there packing up her stuff. And they moved her out. And they told her that I think it was her fiancé, was cheating on her. And they knew that from auditing him.
Oh, man.
And so she dumped him, and then Cruise, you know, because they decided she was this guy's fiance, but they decided she'd be great for Tom Cruise. Fuck this guy. And so they ratted him out.
And this was right before Holmes?
Yes. Yeah, this was before Holmes. And then Holmes so was part of a list of five people. I think ScarJo was on it, and yep. Wanted to meet ScarJo for he wanted to go to the Celebrity Center with her after having coffee. It was supposedly about a movie, but it wasn't. Mm-hmm. So he wants to go to the Celebrity Center, and she all of a sudden says, I got other things to do.
Didn't he date Sofia Vergara real quick, too, in that time? I think she was on the list, and she thought it was really weird and dumped him.
And Penelope Cruz.
Penelope, yep.
She was with him for a while.
A long time.
I know that always made me, because I thought she was so hot. And that Cruise thing, every time I hear that, I go, oh, yeah, that's right. Forget it. She's off my list.
That made me think of, remember Ian Halperin?
Yeah.
He wrote that great book on Tom Cruise. So I went to Ian's Twitter page. So weird. His glasses. He just played tennis with Bob McAdoo.
Bob McAdoo, the basketball player?
Yeah, which cool. How weirdly random is that and perfect for Ian Halperin?
And I would kill to know what glasses Ian Halperin was wearing during the game.
Like straight black shades, but he's got a bandana on his head, too. Oh, he wrote a new song. Oh, wow. He's so weird. He's got to have a new book coming out, don't you think?
Yeah, he's definitely due. Oh, boy. Okay, so this weekend, Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
I'll mention that just for Maz. Yeah. He gave his favorites. I have no idea who they are. I don't remember.
Well, the one's already dropped out, one of his favorites.
Oh, that's right.
The actual shot. The overall favorite.
And then Cinco de Mayo. And you can celebrate for 3 days at Mesa. I wonder if anybody will go all 3 days.
Yeah, it's crazy. Somebody will.
I guess. The employees will. People working well.
Well, that counts.
So, yeah, Cinco de Mayo bashes, and other than that, I don't know. Get out of here, Brandon. I think we're good and done.
I have family pictures.
What's that?
I have family pictures.
Family? Oh, you...
Yeah, one. She turned one.
3 months have gone by?
She turned one.
Are you still doing every 3 months?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not every 3 months.
I thought it was every 3 months.
Drew, I don't know. I just go where I'm told.
You're herded.
Pretty much. Are you being mean to me?
Are you going to wear your sexy hat?
Oh, I should.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you for reminding
Definitely.
Me.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to mention the guy in Alpena that got busted for having sex with a dog.
Oh, that dick.
Turns out he's worse. Also a child molester. Damon Barton is his name. And, you know, I was reading the story today, and they said that he was on surveillance having sex with his girlfriend's dog. And seriously, Shishala thought, I wondered if she was more angry or jealous. And was it worse that it was her dog than if it was any dog? Well, yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheating on her with her dog.
But I wonder if the cheating thing ever entered her brain, or if it was just that. I mean, I think not, but I don't know.
Well,
I hope it's possible. Probably not. And then I was reading a story about Chelsea Clinton today about her getting
money.
$300,000 a year since 2011 for being at 6 board meetings for Barry Diller's company. He, of course, is friends with the Clintons. So, yeah, she just hauls it. And she's got $6.7 million in stock options for going to 6 meetings a year since 2011.
And another $300,000 from Expedia.
Bitch. Ugh, whatever. Hey, follow me on Twitter at Drew Mike Podcast. Like us on Facebook. Rate us on Facebook and iTunes. And enjoy the best of. Brought to you by Scott Kunuth.
Happy birthday, Stephen. This one's for you.
Oh, boy.
Stephen, it's your birthday.
hears a song by a gay guy. A cough noddy.
Come on, it's what you gotta do. Break it down.
I've been dead a year, you idiot.
Another year, it's true. But 77 years sure looks good on you.
Stop it.
Steven, it's your birthday.
No more.
So dance and sing and shout your name. Oh, Steven.
Shut up. This is fucking stupid. My birthday was in January, you dumbass.